we're going to be here for you.
That's
it's
right.
Okay. Put a cool cloth on your head. You're going to feel a lot better. I'm Catherine Lanford.
I'm Rachel Maddow. You are listening to Air America Radio special election night coverage. Stick with us. Air America Radio.
I wish I worked for a record company.
Me too. It would be so cool to have the kind of music I like recorded and heard on the radio.
I work for all the major record companies because I signed up for the all-new RateTheMusic.com.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, come on. You don't work for any record company.
Okay, I'm not getting a paycheck, but I am getting to give my opinion on all of the hits we hear on the radio and on brand new music that hasn't even been released to the public. So it's just like working at a record company. All I did was visit RateTheMusic.com to sign up. It's free. Just log on to RateTheMusic.com today, and you can sign up to give your opinion on your favorite type of music. Plus, you can win free prizes, and they have the latest music and entertainment news.
It's free?
And we can win free prizes?
Yeah. Every major record label puts their tunes on RateTheMusic.com to see what America thinks. So let's log on right now to RateTheMusic.com and get you both registered. It's fast, it's free, and it's fun.
Let your voice be heard at the all-new RateTheMusic.com. Sign up now.
It's talk radio from the left side of the dial. The Mike 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Connie Cummings. The vote in the huge swing states of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, too close to call, but CNN is projecting winners in a number of states. CNN projects John Kerry has 112 electoral votes, and President Bush has 176 electoral votes so far. President Bush is watching returns at the White House. A short time ago, the president sounded upbeat, talking with reporters.
I believe I will win. Thank you very much. I feel good about it. I'm glad to be able to watch the returns here with my family and friends. And it's going to be an exciting evening.
Senator Kerry is in Boston. Our Bob Serkin has more now live from Kerry campaign headquarters.
Connie, Senator Kerry's senior campaign advisors have been holed up in a war room in this Copley Square Hotel. Thus far, they've had little to say about the projections coming out of these 19 states, which give President Bush a win in those states and a total of 176 electoral votes to Senator Kerry's 112 votes. Thus far, no battleground state has projected Kerry a winner or loser. But earlier, Kerry advisor Joe Lockhart said, the campaign was very confident about the crucial state of Pennsylvania, which holds 21 electoral votes. Live at Kerry headquarters, Boston, Bob Serkin, CNN Radio.
A hot-button issue this election day is a ban on same-sex marriage. John Bisney has more on that in this live report. We're having trouble with that audio. Sorry about that. Democrats and Republicans are also battling for Senate seats. Democrat Barack Obama has won a seat in Illinois and will become the only black senator in the new Congress. In Georgia, a Republican is projected as the winner of the seat now vacated by Zell Miller. This is CNN Radio News.
An OnStar Conversation, June 19th, 2004.
OnStar emergency, this is Anita.
A girl just ran off of the road and the car is balancing on a tree. She's got little kids in the car.
One moment, I'll contact the police.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
911.
I need to report that a lady just went off the highway.
Can I speak with someone on the scene?
I have the lady on the line that's right there with her. Hold on.
Ma'am, what's the situation there?
The car is up against a tree hanging over the side of the road.
Are all the children out of the vehicle at this time?
No, we still have 11-month-old to get out yet. We can't get him out.
Okay, we're sending emergency units out to you now.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Hello, ma'am. They have all the emergency people on the way. Did you get the baby out yet?
The rescue people right here. We just got the little one out of the car. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I was worried.
So was I.
The first year of service is included on new OnStar-equipped vehicles. An unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
No major meltdown this election day, according to one vote-watching group, but Common Cause says at least 50,000 complaints have been called into their hotline. In Detroit, the NAACP filed a complaint with the Justice Department saying the GOP's poll watchers harassed some voters. In Ohio, a last-minute court ruling allowed the political parties to send workers to polling places to challenge questionable voters, but few such challenges have been reported. The polls stayed open late in parts of Pennsylvania because of heavy voter turnout, and Pedro Cortez, Pennsylvania's Secretary of the Commonwealth says Mercer County had some problems with electronic voting equipment.
The county resorted back to their plan for the continuance of the elections, and what they did is that they used paper ballots instead of using the electronic system.
Even though polls closed at 8 p.m., many precincts still had hundreds of people in line, so the polling places remained open well past that closing time to allow those voters to vote. This is news from CNN Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. I'm Brian Terani at The Mic Studios. Wisconsin's Democratic Party celebration is taking place at the Monona Terrace tonight, and Stu Levitan is there.
Well, the main exhibit hall here at Monona Terrace Community Convention Center has fallen silent momentarily, not out of despair or discouragement, but out of dedication. The polls are still open in Nevada, and the Kerry Edwards campaign and the Wisconsin Democrats have asked everybody to whip out their cell phones. They've given them scripts, and they're making get-out-the-vote calls to Nevada, even as I speak. Nevada is neck and neck. The exit polls show it's a tight race, and they're not letting any last minute go unused. They're making those GOTV calls to Nevada. I think some folks may be trying to get a little action down, but they're making the get out the vote calls, and we'll see how well it works. Of course, none of the big battleground states have come in. They're still waiting for Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, and of course Wisconsin. The Kerry Edwards folks who know about Wisconsin feel pretty good about it, but apparently the returns are not coming in quickly enough for anyone to call officially, so we're still waiting. But there is a hopeful atmosphere in the air. But again, there are cell phones are whirring because it ain't over till it's over. Stu Levitan down here at Monona Terrace and Community Convention Center for The Mic, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
And we'll continue to bring you all of the latest from the Monona Terrace tonight as the Wisconsin Democratic Party celebrates Election Night 2004. As they continue to count down at Air America Radio, we'll continue with our coverage there all night tonight through midnight. Rachel Maddow from Unfiltered, Catherine Lamfer from The Al Franken Show will be anchoring our coverage for Air America Radio with Al Franken at the Kerry headquarters in Boston, Randy Rhodes in South Florida, Mike Malloy in Atlanta, Chuck D in Ohio, Marty Kaplan keeping an eye on the media in L.A., and many more. Don't forget, Rocky Rococo's features killer tomato sauce pizzas, and you can feed the whole family for less than $20. Now, back to Air America Radio here on The Mic, 92.1.
You thought you were fed up. This is The Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. From our headquarters in New York City, we continue Air America Radio's election night coverage. Tonight, anchors Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer have the latest numbers from across America, with live reports from Al Franken in Boston, Randy Rhodes in Florida, Chuck D in Ohio, and analysis from Mike Malloy, Marty Kaplan, David Bender, Mike Papantonio, and Laura Flanders. Now, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Welcome back to Air America Radio special election night coverage. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, and as promised, we're going to go directly to Air America political director David Bender. David joins us here in the Air America studios.
Well, we have more numbers coming in, and interestingly, we do have numbers now from Miami-Dade County.
Randy was telling us that there weren't any such
numbers. Well, they've come in now. We have 83% of the vote counted, and John Kerry with 325,000 to 273,000, about a 50,000 vote margin for John Kerry, which is larger than the margin 4 years ago for Al Gore.
Okay.
So that's good news
for Kerry.
Now, right. Some other good news is that not included in these numbers. Right now, the president's ahead by about 4 points, 51 to 47 in Florida. But we have no returns from Palm Beach. Remember Palm Beach?
Ooh.
Butterfly ballots?
All right. Okay.
No returns at all. I was told today that Palm Beach was voting at 75%. So those are going to be huge numbers.
Voting
when they
at 75% Kerry.
75%. No. 75% turnout, which is going to be heavily Kerry.
Right. Okay. So right now what we're seeing in Miami, which is new figures that we did not have before, a larger margin, Kerry ahead by a larger margin than we were looking at in 2000.
That's
but
right.
Overall in the state, it's still looking, it's definitely too close to call, and certainly we're going to be waiting for new figures to come in county by county in Florida.
That's right. And it's about two-thirds of the vote that's recorded now. Now, bear in mind, again, we're looking at those absentee numbers that may not be counted for another day or so.
Okay. And so we're just past 10 o'clock, and we've had Iowa, Montana, Nevada, and Utah all close shop in terms of the polls there. But the issue here is not necessarily who's just closed, but when are we going to get numbers from the big states that really matter in terms of the Electoral College? And what you're saying to us now, David, is that we may not be looking at Florida results anytime tonight.
Well, I'm told that there are still people voting even in Florida. So if people are voting in Florida and Ohio, people are in line. Those votes, we're not going to get any real numbers until those polls have closed. And they're being very circumspect. We're seeing very little numbers out of Cuyahoga County. In Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland is in Cuyahoga County, and that's the point. Until we see, well, if those polls are still open, we could go very late into the night waiting to find out those totals. Heavily Democratic county, and that will be very important to a John Kerry win in Ohio.
All right. Now, David, do you have any sense of whether or not it is issues about voting technology, about the types of machines that are being used? Is that what's holding stuff up, or is it really that things are very close and so they don't want to release anything until they're absolutely sure?
I think we're getting two different things. I think we're getting people who are crowding the polling places in those areas where they're still voting in Florida and Ohio, which is keeping it open, and they have ruled that they will continue to be able to vote until, you know, they got in line, they get to vote.
Okay.
And that's a wonderful thing, actually. Now, that said, we also have heard anecdotally that there have been some glitches, some points of confusion on the kinds of ballots with the technology, and you know, that may get sorted out. Interestingly, we haven't heard that as a widespread complaint yet. So right now, I think we're looking at the counting of the votes themselves. It's not going to be as it was 4 years ago about whether or not people were denied the right to vote, at least not so far.
All right, David. Well, stay in touch with us tonight. Obviously, we're all waiting to hear about from the big states. We don't know exactly when we're going to get those numbers, but we'll be looking to you when they do come in.
We'll come back to you as soon as we have them.
David Bender is the political director here at Air America Radio, and we're here in New York at the flagship station of the Air America Radio Network, WLIB, based in Manhattan. But the rest of the Air America Radio cast is around the country, and we're going to use all of our frequent flyer miles in this next 4 minutes, and we're going to visit every other place in the country where Air America Radio hosts are based, at least most of them. So let us start by going to our friend Al Franken, who is based in Boston right now.
All right,
Al Franken at the Kerry headquarters in Boston.
Yes.
Al, are you there?
Hi,
hey,
the Black Eyed Peas are behind me, and I got to tell you, every song of theirs sounds the same to me.
Al, you're turning into old Al here.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just a bunch of noise as far as I'm concerned, and I don't know why these kids like it. But
okay, Grandpa Frank.
It's going to be awkward to go from Al to Chuck.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing, is what I'm hearing is that, I kind of could hear David Bender as I was listening to the Black Eyed Peas. I don't think we're going to learn this tonight. I think it's going to be too close in Ohio. They got an incredible amount of provisional votes, ballots that have to be adjudicated, and I don't think that's going to happen tonight or, for that matter, tomorrow, and this feels a little like 2000, unfortunately. I think we're going to prevail in Ohio. Now, here's the other scenario. If we don't, and when I say we, I mean the good guys, Kerry, we're Air America, so I can say that. If we don't win Florida and Ohio and do win New Mexico and Nevada and New Hampshire, which I think is very likely, there could be a 269-269 tie, which takes us into the House, which means we lose. But it would be a really bitter loss, which would mean 4 more years of just extreme anger and bitterness. So we have a lot to look forward to.
Well, Al Franken, we will be checking in with you in just a few more minutes. Thanks for checking in, Al,
sure.
Based at Boston tonight.
You want to use the Black Eyed Peas for a second?
Yeah, that's okay,
I'll put
Al.
The mic out.
Thank you.
Al Franken.
You know, I forgot to tell you.
Leading the Black Eyed Peas.
I believe that Al is based right next to Al Jazeera. So he's just having himself one heck of a time there. All right. Why don't we move along? I believe that Randy Rhodes actually has some new numbers for us from Palm Beach County. At the very least, let's go down and check in with our own Randy Rhodes.
Okay. I just listened to Bender, and we're done voting. I promise. We're done voting down here. We had an 80% turnout, which is incredible.
Wow, outstanding.
Unbelievable. 79% of the vote is in. Palm Beach County has 52% of our votes counted. I don't know why he doesn't have numbers. 60% for Kerry, 39% for Bush, with a little more than half in. Miami just released 64% of the vote all at once, and 54% of that went to Kerry and 46% to Bush. And that's a better margin than he had last time. 60-39 in Palm Beach is better, too. In Broward County, which is Fort Lauderdale area, 84% of the votes in, 65% to Kerry, 34% to Bush, which is way, way higher. I mean, they're trying to tell you that last time it was 537 votes. Here's the problem we have. Problem we have is that the absentee ballots in Miami-Dade alone is about 90,000 ballots, and Glenda Hood, our Secretary of State here, is saying she can't get around to counting these until Thursday. Okay, so that's
what she has an appointment.
Yeah, I hope it's for hair. Okay, and you know, I'm no one to talk, but I really do. But here's the thing with the absentees: 250,000 Floridians voted this way, and she won't be able to count these until perhaps Thursday when she gets around to it. So there'll be 250,000 votes out there that nobody will know how they broke, and the state as a whole right now is 52-47 Bush. So the place that you would look for the makeup would be big counties like Miami, which is trending Kerry heavy, Palm Beach, which is trending heavy Kerry, Broward, which is trending heavy Kerry, and the absentees, 250,000, depends on whether they were West Coast absentees, which tend to trend Republican, or East Coast absentees, which trend Democratic, which is why I went to find out how many absentees in each county. And the only information I could get, it was 90,000 of them come from Miami-Dade, and they won't be counted maybe until Thursday. So if it's a squeaker, if it's real, and it is, it's 52-47 as we stand now with 79% without the absentees, this is going to be an absentee ballot election.
All right, Randy, we're going to be checking in with you later this hour. I want to thank you.
Sure.
And we're going to go now to Columbus, Ohio. We have Chuck D. standing by. Hope we can check in.
Hey, Chuck, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Rachel and Catherine.
You still at the Democratic Party?
Yeah, you know, some momentum is moving, you know, and then a lot of people are coming up. And an hour ago they had concerned faces. Now they feel some momentum. And, you know, and it's another thing with people asking me why am I in Columbus and telling them that we at Air America are covering all areas trying to make sure that these voices are heard and this momentum is felt.
Now, Chuck, are you actually hearing any results out of Columbus or out of Ohio generally? Are people talking about specific counties? We're wondering about Cuyahoga County, a few others. Are you hearing any results tonight?
A bit, but I think in another 20 minutes, I'll have some definite results from people who are definitely confident about, you know, some counties that have been won.
All right, Chuck. Well, we will be checking in with you later on this hour.
Yeah, let me tell you, this is, yeah, it's at that point where, you know, it's half excitement, half nervousness, you know?
I know the feeling, and I know you don't drink, so I hope you're coming up with some other way to cope this evening.
you know, a lot of people are trying to just, like, you don't know whether they're getting their drink or just to dissolve their nervousness or really happy about what they see.
Chuck D. in Columbus, Ohio. Chuck, we'll be checking in with you later on this hour, and we're going to continue our travel around the country by coming back here to New York City. Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo are in New York. I think we've got them now. Sorry about the little technical glitch before you guys.
Hi. No problem. We're here in central Manhattan, and there's some anxiety, although people are still pretty excited.
So give us the scene. Who's with you? What are you guys? How are you guys watching? How are you following the returns?
We're at Ars Nova, watching on the big screens. And right now it says electoral votes 270 needed. As everyone knows, it says Bush 193, Kerry 112. And as I look at the Bush 193, it is shock and amazement how there can be 193 electoral votes for Bush right now. That's shocking. I know John Kerry will win. But having to sit through this is like having to sit through, I don't know, a metaphor for something that is hard to sit through.
Dental work, right.
I was just going to say, a dentist comes to mind. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's not over till it's over. It's going to be a long night ahead of us, and we still, of course, haven't heard from the big three, right?
Yeah, I just actually got IM'd by my sister, who is canvassing still in, or I guess trying to help people vote in Ohio around Columbus, around Franklin County. And she said that there was at least 200 people still at the polling place. And I assume those people will get a chance to vote. So I think, you know, we've been able to hear a little bit of what other people are saying around the country on the coverage. And I think this could end up being a long night, one that reaches well into the weekend.
At least Barack Obama won. I mean, not that that was in doubt, but Barack Obama's victory signals the future. I mean, Barack Obama is the best the Democratic Party has to offer. Not that he's the only one, but he really represents the best of America, the best of the Democratic Party, and it was so important that people see the difference between his keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention and Zell Miller's keynote speech at the Republican National Convention to show you where these parties are at. And without beating a dead horse, those red states that have gone for Bush, the Cracker Belt, I again call for secession. I call for secession. I want the blue states, the intellectual states, the modern states to join with Canada, nay, the European Union. And I want the enlightened part of the globe to get together and push the red states to the side.
We're going to have to come back.
Don't rein me in, Kathy.
I'm afraid you know what? You haven't won your Oscar yet. We're going to have to come back to you, Sam and Janine. I'm Catherine Lanford.
I'm Rachel Maddow. We are live in New York City. This is Air America Radio special election coverage. We go next, right after this break, to John Nichols, who is in Wisconsin, has some good news for us. This is Air America Radio.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Air America Radio's election night coverage.
The New York City Memorial Band. Distributed through Musicrama Distribution. Go to your local record store.
Planet Check. It's the 2004 Brower Youth Awards for Outstanding Leadership in Green Activism. As a student at Yale, Billy Parrish started the climate campaign to take aim at global warming.
We're really trying to sound the alarm on this issue. The climate campaign is a coalition of 125 Northeast college campus groups that are working on energy issues.
Parrish says there's a lot of misinformation.
There's a near-perfect consensus in the scientific community that global warming exists, and the only people who don't think that it exists are people who are funded by big oil companies.
This 23-year-old believes global warming will be the defining issue of his generation.
I think that our generation is also going to have to make substantial changes to the way that we live. So if we don't start educating people soon, I think we're in trouble.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
God told him it was going to be a blowout, remember? Now he's got a new message from God correcting the earlier message.
Yeah, you see, here's the deal. There's a lot of people that God's talking to. And then you can't hear really what God said. And so I think even God would say, take me with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
If you're anything like me, you've tried everything to get fit. Another workout club with a bunch of equipment I don't know how to use, and I always end up looking and feeling the same. Well, not anymore. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium, 600 Williamson Street, is Madison's alternative gym. With a natural total body approach to fitness, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium lets your body work as a whole to gain overall strength, lose weight, and become a healthier person. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium has created a positive atmosphere where trainers are by your side giving you one-on-one attention. If you've never worked out in your life, or you are an Olympic athlete, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium can create a program specifically designed for your experience level. You'll never be lost because all of your workouts are pre-planned by a trainer. It's their encouragement that helps you reach your goal. Call the Monkey Bar Gymnasium at 663-7511 or see them on the web at monkeybargym.com. Why wait? Sign up today for classes and get fit the way you want at the Monkey Bar Gymnasium. Call 663-7511 or online at monkeybargym.com.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. Following election night coverage here at The Mic Studios, I'm Brian Tarani. Jennifer Miller joins us with word from the State Bar and Grill, the Dave Magnum campaign.
Let's go back more than 10 years ago now. A local broadcaster running for Congress in Wisconsin's 2nd District as a Republican ends up defeating an entrenched Democrat. Now jump ahead to 2004. He's a local broadcaster running for Congress in Wisconsin's 2nd District as a Republican, and he's hoping to defeat a popular 6-year veteran of Congress, Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Can Dave Magnum repeat Scott Klug's history? For months, he's been putting the spotlight on Baldwin's record, calling her ineffective for passing only one amendment during her tenure in the House, and says she especially failed by not getting any real health care reform passed, an issue Baldwin considers one of her stocks in trade. So did Magnum create enough chinks in Baldwin's armor to put the 2nd District congressional seat back in Republican hands? We'll find out later tonight. Jennifer Miller reporting.
That's the word from the Magnum campaign on State Street. Our crew is at the Monona Terrace and Convention Center. Stu Levitan and Lee Rayburn will be checking in there throughout the night with Tammy Baldwin and the rest of the State Democratic Party celebrating tonight at the Terrace. We'll continue with our coverage as well from around the nation. Air America Radio featuring Al Franken at the Kerry headquarters, Randy Rhodes in South Florida, Chuck D in Ohio, Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo live on location at the New York City election night celebration festivities, and all of our coverage anchored by Rachel Maddow from Unfiltered and Catherine Lamfer from the Al Franken Show, right here on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Set a button for Madison's new Progressive Talk station, The Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
This is Air America Radio's election night coverage from our New York City headquarters. And now, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lamfer.
Welcome back to Air America Radio. This is our special election night coverage. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lamfer.
We should mention that in recent minutes, both Arkansas and Missouri have been called by some of the networks for President Bush. We obviously are very focused on Ohio and Florida and Pennsylvania. As these states continue to dangle out there in the breeze, twisting in the wind, nobody knowing which way they're going, other states like Wisconsin and Iowa and some of the other upper Midwest states start to become more and more important. So we travel now back across the country to our friend John Nichols, who is in Wisconsin and who can hopefully give us a heads up as to what it seems like there. John, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, it's a great honor to be on with you. Thank heavens for Air America.
Now, tell us where specifically you are in Wisconsin.
I'm at the Russ Feingold Victory Party, which is, woo-hoo! I have to tell you, it's the ticket to be at in Wisconsin tonight. Just about everybody's here.
Excellent to hear that it is a victory party. What kind of margin do you think that we're looking at in the Feingold race?
It looks like Feingold is going to have something in the range of a 57-43, 58-42, a very big, something equivalent to a landslide victory, which is quite a big deal because he is the only senator who voted against the USA Patriot Act. He's clearly, a rebel in the Senate, and he's gotten a very good vote tonight.
Now, John, obviously we're getting no official results from Wisconsin yet about projecting the presidential race in Wisconsin, but do you feel like these numbers for Feingold bode well for that?
They vote very well for Kerry, and I have to tell you, I've been looking at the county-by-county results from Wisconsin, and it looks to me, and I've born and raised here and spent a lot of time here, like Kerry will take the state. I think you're probably looking at something like a 51-49. It won't be a huge victory,
right,
but Kerry's getting very good numbers, like terrific numbers out of Madison and Milwaukee, but also strong numbers in some key areas, particularly in the western part of the state, which is usually what decides, you know, whether a Democrat can win. I think he's going to pull it off. In fact, one Milwaukee station has already cautiously called it for Kerry. So I think that when all is said and done, you've got 10 electoral votes here.
So you've got one Milwaukee station already projecting a Kerry victory in Wisconsin, but obviously that not yet official. You know,
it could still be another half hour or so.
There is some speculation around here at Air America that the Madison vote going so heavily for Kerry may have been attributed to Bush's late campaign threat to ban book learning. So the whole
very good chance of that. Yes.
The college vote turning out big all over the country as people worry about that late threat. Well, John, as you, if you're, you're going to stick it out at the Fine Gold Party for us?
Yeah, I will tell you, the Fine Gold thing is really quite a remarkable event because you've got this incredible mix of young people who are very enthusiastic. There's a guy who ran for re-election, and he put his vote against the Patriot Act into his TV ad.
Wow.
He also talked all through the campaign about his opposition to the war. It really is a pretty remarkable victory.
All right.
Well, John Nichols, thank you so much. At the Fine Gold Victory Party at Wisconsin, we will be checking in with John later on, hopefully as he gets more results in from Wisconsin.
That's right. And I'm Catherine Lanford. We're going to be coming up with a conversation with Laura Flanders, looking at some of those important House races.
That's right.
And
that's
all important election coverage continues. Coverage continues here at Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Patriotism is not just about putting an American flag on, you know, in front of your house or running around mouthing empty talking points or catchphrases. Patriotism is about being behind what this country stands for, and remember that this country was started by a group of dissenters.
That's right. Mornings Edition from 5 to 8
on Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
You better believe in
Bachman. Oh, look. Santa Spaz is here.
Santa Spaz?
Santa's brother. Notice the jolly red Speedo.
Yep.
Flip-flops and bathing cap.
Oh, it's really him.
Bringing your old mom and dad a gift of Yuletide relaxation.
With a new spot from Bachman, you can enjoy the holidays anytime. And right now, take advantage of Bachman's special pricing on year-end closeouts and demos. Save up to $1,800 on floor models. All 2004 models must be sold. Special financing with 6 months, no payments, and no interest. Talk to the Bachman team about putting a new spa under your tree.
Dad, is Santa Spa's real?
How do you think we got this hot tub?
Bachman in Madison, just north of the Beltline on Stoughton Road, and in Janesville, just off the interstate on Milton Avenue. Believe in Bachman. Relaxing one backyard at a time.
You better believe in Bachman. Believe in Bachman.
It's time to kick off another season of Wisconsin basketball as the Wisconsin women's team plays host to Wisconsin AAU on Sunday, November 7th at noon. Fans will receive a schedule magnet courtesy of TDS while supplies last. Stick around after the women's game and get a look at the men's basketball team as they tip off the red-white scrimmage at 3 p.m. After the men's scrimmage, be sure to grab your player autographs from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at this year's Men's Basketball Family Fun Day. For more information, visit uwbadgers.com, the official website of Wisconsin Athletics.
Sir, about this help wanted ad you wrote.
Wanted, nurse, what about it?
Well, it's a little light on information, isn't it?
Newspaper classifieds charged by the word gets pretty pricey, especially with all the ads this hospital places.
Well, I'm not using the newspaper this time.
Oh, I'm not going to have to stand in the cafeteria by the puddings wearing a sandwich board again, am I?
I'm using helpwantedmadison.com.
Who dot what?
Helpwantedmadison.com. We can place as many ads as we want for one low monthly cost.
Wow.
We can peruse resumes 24 hours a day.
Double wow.
And here's the exciting part. We get unlimited number of words to describe each job with helpwantedmadison.com.
So I can add on?
Yes.
To, let's see. Wanted, experienced nurse.
Sir.
More?
Yes.
Experienced surgical nurse.
Go, sir, go.
Experienced cardiothoracic surgical nurse for night shift and perioperative setting.
Yes. Helpwantedmadison.com. If you're precise in what you want, we'll get you precisely who you need.
And for any office-related hours, I get a sucker in any flavor I want.
Okay, that part I'd lose.
You should lose.
Helpwantedmadison.com. Long name, amazing results.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1, live at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. Stu Levitan has the latest from the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what bated breath looks like, but there's a room full of it here as everyone is waiting with what appears to be nervous anticipation, waiting for Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, of course, Wisconsin to be called. The phone banking to Nevada appears to be over, and people are just sort of milling about with something not quite anxiety, not quite confidence, but that nervous anticipation that they want to see a couple of states go blue in a hurry and let them relax and get about their business. But we're not exactly sure how long we'll be here, but as long as we are, we will be. Stu Levitan at the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center for Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
Don't forget Rocky Rococo's features killer tomato sauce pizzas, where you can feed the whole family for less than $20. We'll have more from the Monona Terrace Convention Center coming up on the mic.
Welcome to the mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat at the mic, Madison's
and
new
now,
progressive
more
talk
of
station.
Air America Radio's election night coverage. From our New York City headquarters, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Welcome back to Air America Radio and our special election night coverage. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. We're going to turn now to Laura Flanders. When she was last here, we basically think of Laura now as Congress Watch Babe. And we had her talking about the Senate the first time you came through Air America Studios.
And I had more clothes on then.
You did.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting hot down in the Congressional Watch Club.
Yeah, yes.
We're getting very warm. So
yes.
This could get become a very interesting night.
This metaphor
right
is getting really, really dangerous.
Yeah, I'm just staying out of it.
Okay,
yeah, personally.
Yeah. Okay,
all right. So let's talk about House races. And I was just saying to you that I can remember some halcyon days, like, I don't know, this morning when we were talking about taking the Senate and the House, that there might
be
that possibility.
Well, you know, it's important to maintain the long view. Maybe we're not there right now, and maybe we should just review that assumption. Yeah.
Let's review.
Let's pretend we didn't say that. As far as we can see, in the Senate, we've got the GOP holding 47 seats, gaining one, Dems holding 39, gaining one. House, GOP holding 121, gaining four. Let's talk about those four for a minute.
Yeah.
The most interesting or the most horrifying, of course, is Tom DeLay. Now, nobody really expected Richard Morrison, the Democrat, to beat this guy, but nonetheless...
We did on my show.
He fought an incredible fight. He fought an incredible fight, and I think some applause needs to go to all of those who fought in the Morrison fight. It just shows, you know, if you really do redistrict the state and add, you know, seven additional seats for your side two ethics violations...
Wait, how many ethical tickets did this guy get written out?
It doesn't matter. Two ethics violations really doesn't matter. This is a guy who has been reprimanded for misusing funds. You name it. It's one thing after another. It hasn't worked against him. 55-40 to DeLay. It's a sad story, really. It's a sad Texas story. The Terminator, the exterminator.
Hammer whip exterminator,
the
bloated tick.
I am the federal government guy.
Yes.
He got back in.
All right.
All right. So then there are some other interesting races in Kentucky. We have... of course, George Clooney's father, and well known to all of us as George Clooney's father, working hard, fighting again a good fight. Nick Clooney, longtime TV guy, up against Jeff Davis. This was an open seat, has gone to the Republican Davis. Dick Cheney came and campaigned with him. They put in millions of dollars, or about a million, on TV attack ads calling Clooney Looney Clooney. A dirty race, but a changed hands. Seat and not good news for any of us again. 54-44 called for Davis. In Ohio, the 14th district, La Tourette, the Republican incumbent, defeated Cafaro, the Democratic challenger.
Capri Cafaro, young woman challenger. That's right.
Yeah, didn't stand much of a chance there. New Jersey, the Democrat Scott Garrett defeated Ann Wolf, 58-41. And then in Minnesota, you wanted the Sabo race. Is that one you were interested in?
Wetterling. But
I don't know
always
that.
Interested.
Martin,
to see that,
I was
that
just checking. Wetterling so far has not yet been called.
Right. Yeah.
That's
right.
The sixth district in
Martin
Minnesota.
Martin Sabo, however, a great incumbent.
68 to 26, he ran away with that. One of the things that's interesting that's shaping up as a very interesting race, of course, is the Senate race in Florida. And I only bring it up because it has been tied 49 to 49, Mel Martinez with Betty Castor,
and people
for
have called
an
it
hour
in and
or
not
so.
Called
yeah.
It. Right.
As far as we can see, it's still way too close to call. And I think if anybody hears that race being called, they should just
take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, put a bit of cotton in that ear and pretend they didn't hear it. There's a lot going on. We're going to bring you more reports, I think, as time goes by.
Excellent. Laura Flanders is joining us to be our congressional watch. I think that we may have mispronounced one thing there that we should just clarify. Scott Garrett, the Republican incumbent, defeated Ann Wolf in New Jersey. I think we said he was a Democratic incumbent.
Right.
That's right. He's a Republican
and
there.
And now we are hearing that we need to go to Boston. Al Franken, standing by, apparently has some good news for us, or so we've been told. Mr. Franken?
Did you say good news?
That's what we heard. You have new info.
I have info. I mean, listen, I've been talking to people inside the networks, and what I'm hearing is that we probably are not going to know tonight.
Okay.
That Florida looks bad. Kerry is trailing Bush. What Gore did in 2000 in certain areas, and it does not look good. And that Ohio, it looks like we're narrowly ahead, but there's going to be a lot of these provisional votes that have to be counted and adjudicated, and that it's very doubtful, very, very doubtful that we'll be hearing tonight. So that we'll be going until tomorrow not knowing who the next president is. Is that good news?
No.
But it is news, and news is good.
News is good. That is our slogan here at Air America Radio.
That's very good.
News is good, but good news is better.
Al, let's just to put the icing on this, though, let us say that if Kerry does not win Florida, that does not mean that he doesn't win the presidency. It is still possible to win without Florida.
If he wins Ohio, he almost certainly wins the presidency. The problem is we won't know that for what. Now, there is a way he could lose by winning Ohio, but he'd have to lose a string of, like, New Mexico and Iowa and Nevada, I think. So, what I hear is New Hampshire is blue, and Pennsylvania is blue, and I don't know if you've called that already, but that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So, what it may just boil down to Ohio, and then New Mexico and Nevada and like Iowa, I think, are still up for grabs. I felt much, much more confident early in the day, especially talking to surrogates from the Kerry campaign. They seemed almost giddy, and right now I'm just getting real nervous, and I don't like this at all.
Well, it looks like that there's no reason to say no at this point, but that we do know that it may not happen tonight. Is what we're kind of seem to be
closing
in.
I think it's very likely we won't know tonight.
Okay.
All right, Al. Good work. Keep.
Yeah.
Keep getting that information. We're so grateful that you called in.
Yeah. Well, if I hear the opposite, if I hear anything. That says that we're going to hear tonight, I'll let you know. If I hear anything good or bad,
why do I suddenly feel like I'm talking to old Al? Have you eaten? Have you had enough rest?
I've had some coffee.
That's good.
And it's a little cool here, and there's all kinds of foreign press, it's a lot of. I'd say it was fun, but I am just too nervous. And there's a lot of people here, and we've heard a lot of terrible music.
On that note, with any luck, we'll talk to you later, Al Franken.
Okay, talk to you later.
Al Franken up in Boston at Kerry headquarters, and you know it's interesting. There's a lot of stuff that the networks can't announce that they find out and that they hear, but they can't announce because they're bound by these agreements about what can be announced here and there. But what that means for those of us who end up talking to a lot of people in the media on nights like this is that you can sometimes get dirt from people that they can't put on TV, but they can tell you in person. So it's pretty handy for us that we've got Al up there at Kerry headquarters, I think. He's at least very close to the gossip. And that's pretty much as close as we're going to get to a lot of these final results tonight. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be checking back in with Mike Papantonio. He is our troubleshooter tonight on voter intimidation, voter challenges, and potential lawsuits. The longer this night stretches out, the more likely it is that it's going to end up in court, and Mike Papantonio will be giving us the first look at what the issues might be. You're listening to Air America Radio, and this is our special election night coverage. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanfer.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Air America Radio's election night coverage.
City Memorial Band, distributed through Musicrama Distribution. Go to your local record store.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
Mother Jones Magazine is your source for independent investigative journalism, and the November issue is on newsstands now. The jam-packed issue features Hell No, our special package on U.S. soldiers who are refusing to fight in Iraq. Also in this issue, read about how the U.S. has outsourced 20,000 military jobs to private companies and how your tax dollars fund a Republican group that helps to topple foreign governments. It's all in the new November issue of Mother Jones Magazine. On newsstands now, Mother Jones, because you need independent news.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
This guy's literally smoked in the shower, Dick Cheney. He was smoking constantly. What? He was like coating his heart with lard when he lived in Wyoming. And then finally, when he was like casting his hateful votes and coating his heart, and it all started going to hell in a handcart, he finally said, maybe I'll quit smoking.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Badger football starts with the Badger football game program. Has it been a while since you bought a game program? Well, if so, you may not know that inside you'll find information, updates, and features not found anywhere else. Plus current player and coach profiles, awards, history, statistics, access to information on our opponents, updates on other Badger athletic teams, and a removable depth chart, and much more.
This is Badger offensive lineman Dan Benning. Don't forget to pick up your game program this Saturday as it features one of my co-captains, free safety Jimmy Leonard on the cover. Also included with each program is a free poster of defensive lineman Antosh Hawthorne.
Game programs are sold at over 30 locations surrounding Camp Randall Stadium and in every concession stand. At only $5 a program, they're a collector's item worth investing in. Visit UWBadgers.com for information on ordering game programs online.
See you at Camp Randall on Saturday for our final home game of the season as we battle Minnesota for Paul Bunyan's axe. Don't forget to pick up your official game program with Jim Leonard on the cover and your free poster of Antosh Hawthorne. Get it all for $5. Thanks for your support, and I'm Wisconsin.
In the United States, nearly 40,000 women and men will die of breast cancer this year. This is Dave Cheslevich, Mayor of Madison. I'm joining other mayors along with the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month Board of Sponsors and AstraZeneca, spreading the word that early detection and new treatments work. Ask about screening and clinical breast examination, or call 1-888-842-6355. That's 1-888-842-6355.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike, 92.1 on election night. Not everybody in the Democratic Party is at the Monona Terrace. Russ Feingold is on Madison's west side. And we check in with Bob Pinner.
Well, even though many of the major media sources have already declared Russ Feingold the winner over challenger Tim Michaels, none of the Feingold people are treating it as such. This is just as much a party as it is a campaign watch. Russ Feingold, it's unclear as to when he'll make a speech. We're told he's still in his hotel room here at the Madison Marriott West. Hopefully we'll hear from him soon, but according to his campaign staff, it's still pretty much tied, and at that point, he's not ready to make any statement at this point, so hopefully we'll hear from him soon. I'm Bob Pinner reporting.
Coming up after CNN News at the top of the hour, we'll check in with Lee Rayburn and Stu Levitan where the rest of the Democrats are tonight celebrating at the Monona Terrace and Convention Center. We'll have coverage from the terrace all night tonight on the mic, 92.1. Now we'll return to special coverage from Air America Radio. It's Catherine Lamfer and Rachel Maddow here on the mic, 92.1.
Thanks for switching on the mic, 92.1. Bookmark our website and listen live online anytime, right from your desktop at themike921.com.
More of Air America Radio's election night coverage from our New York City headquarters. Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Welcome back to Air America Radio's special election night coverage. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. We're going to go now to Atlanta and Air America host Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, thank
ladies.
You for joining us.
Absolutely. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Nice to see you, Mike, or at least to hear you. Now, down in Atlanta, there are not too many cliffhangers in Georgia, I would imagine, but we're hoping you can give us a perspective on what's going on in the Southeast
this
tonight.
This is the armpit of the electoral map tonight. I'm starting to feel like Al, what Al said a little earlier as I watched the electoral map change across the country. I'm okay, I'm all right, but I'm getting a little nervous. Here in Georgia, Johnny Isaacson defeated handily Denise Majette. Denise Majette was a first-term congresswoman who had, in 2002, with the help of a lot of Republican crossover votes, had defeated Cynthia McKinney. And for some odd reason, Majette decided after 2 years in Washington, her only experience on the national scene, to run for the United States Senate in Georgia. Georgia is a very racist state, so there was no way in hell that Denise Majette was going to win. And Johnny Isaacson, who is, believe it or not, a moderate Republican, he is a pro-choice Republican, although that was not mentioned in the campaign. Isaacson has always been a pro-choice Republican, but Isaacson wins here in Georgia 60-40. As far as Cynthia McKinney, she had token opposition of another African-American woman who ran against her on the Republican side, but that race has been decided in McKinney's favor, so she'll be going back as a member of the Georgia delegation. Now, Georgia was one of the states that had the let's define marriage. You know, one man and one woman. I guess these people down here forget about King Solomon, or they forget about King David. They always quote the Bible where it concerns marriage. And who in the hell married Adam and Eve? You know, I still haven't been able to figure that one out. So anyway, it was on the ballot here, which helped bring out the terminally brain dead in Georgia. And as a result, Georgia has added a constitutional amendment that defines marriage as one man, one woman by about a 75% to 25% margin.
Mike, I got to jump in here for a second,
sure,
because we just have had some big news. NBC is now calling Pennsylvania for John Kerry.
Oh, thank God.
Which is a big deal. Can we get a round of applause here in the studio, everybody?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, again, NBC calling Pennsylvania for Kerry. This is a big deal, and of course, it just puts the laser beam focus even tighter on Ohio of all cases.
Yeah, it does indeed. Yeah. And Ohio's, that's my home state. They've got me a little bit nervous, Ohio does. I hope the Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland, I hope Lucas County, which is Toledo, and Columbus, I hope they pull it out. But,
excellent.
Like Al, I'm a little bit nervous. Now, do you want some more in the South here?
Please. I know that we should mention that Isaacson win in Georgia is
right,
kind of canceled out in the overall map, the overall math of the Senate by the Barack Obama win
right,
in Illinois. It's kind of makes that a wash.
Right.
But what else are we looking at in terms of the Southeast, just real quick, Mike?
Jim Bunning, who I remember when I was a kid, I used to love to, when he was a pitcher and in professional baseball. and his name just reminds me of when I was a kid, but the man has become crazy. apparently, he has won in Kentucky. I don't
understand.
Well,
you know,
this.
We're hearing mixed messages about that. We're hearing too close to call from a lot of networks still on this
well,
one.
Well, with 100% of the precincts reporting, what I'm getting here, though, is Bunning has 51%, Mongiardo has 49%.
With 100% reporting?
With 100% reporting.
Okay.
Now, that, again, you don't know about these numbers because there are absentee ballots left to count.
Sure.
But if you take a look at the electoral map, the Old South, the Confederate South, once again, votes against its own self-interest completely and goes Republican. This is something I've been in the South for 35 years, and I cannot understand this, but it continues to happen. In South Carolina, of course, Jim DeMint, who is the United States Senator there, the Republican, has been declared the winner, and so it goes across the South. Now, as Randy's reporting, Florida is still up in the air, although Florida really is not part of the South, if you know what I mean.
Well, Mike, we're going to have to cut you off there, and we're going to come back to you later on in our coverage
okay.
tonight. We got to get over and make sure we got that Pennsylvania story nailed down. We are actually having confirmed Kerry being called for Pennsylvania as well by CNN. Thanks to Mike Malloy, who joined us from Atlanta. He's going to be kind of looking at taking a big picture look at the Southeast for us tonight here on our Air America Radio election night coverage. We go now to our friend Mike Papantonio, who has been our troubleshooter all night on issues of voter intimidation.
And who, by the way, is looking much, he's brightened up since he heard the news
yeah,
about
the
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the Keystone State seems to be
again.
Treating you well.
Oh, I wish people could see that big broad smile.
Yeah. Well, look, here's good news. The good news is that the Democrats were predicting that there were going to be all these provisional ballots, more than a million provisional ballots. And really what it's coming down to, it's nothing close to that. I mean, we've got provisional ballot problems, but they were calling a million provisional ballots and that only 200,000 would be counted. I'm not seeing that. But there's a problem with the provisional ballot. It's pretty obvious. Right now, there's no standard to even tell people how they test a provisional ballot. I talked to some lawyers in Florida. They said they have to test tomorrow. There are no standards for them to test.
No, break down what you're talking about here.
Okay, provisional ballots, person comes in to vote. They don't have their identification, or there's some test about whether or not they're guilty of a felony, whether their rights have been taken away.
Maybe their precinct has moved.
Precinct could be moved. A whole number of things that happen with provisional ballots. So what the idea was to give them a special standard, and that is, we're going to give you this ballot, you can vote, and then you can come back tomorrow or the next day or next week, and we'll find out whether that ballot's any good. The problem is that there's no standards to even test whether or not that ballot will ever be good.
Okay, let me just stop you here for a minute, because wasn't the provisional ballot supposed to be the answer to what happened in the year 2000?
That was the whole idea of it. What they were going to do is take the provisional ballot and save the problem. They were going to stop this problem of not counting votes. But when they came up with the idea, they never left any standards. It varies not only just state to state, it varies county to county on how a supervisor of election is going to deal with a provisional ballot.
And this did not happen organically. This is a President Bush Republican Congress problem. They passed the Help America Vote Act, and then what they needed to do was establish a commission to make national standards for how this thing was going to be implemented. They didn't bother getting around to that until a couple of years into the law, a couple of years closer to the election time, and the standards were only started to be formulated for some aspects of the Help America Vote Act this year, within recent months, and they never got around to getting those standards made for provisional ballots, and it's at the feet of President Bush and the Republican Congress for not caring about this issue.
Rachel, I've talked to four different lawyers who have to test provisional ballots this week. This week. They don't even have an idea of whether it's a mini trial, whether it's an administrative hearing. They have no idea what the standards are.
Okay, and let's also, when people hear provisional ballot, let's make the distinction between that and an absentee ballot. As we know, those are going to figure so highly in Florida and Ohio and even in Pennsylvania, which has been called for Kerry.
Yeah, I mean, there's no similarity at all. The absentee ballots in South Florida right now, 250,000 You know, they have to be counted by Thursday at noon under law. Provisional ballots are completely different. You could go county to county. A supervisor of election can say, I'm not going to count my provisional ballots for 2 weeks, and we'll never know about it. Look, the wisdom is about provisional ballots. If you have a million of them out there, less than 20% will ever be counted.
Now, Mike, let me ask you this. Having survived Florida 2000, being based down in Florida right now, if Florida and Ohio both end up coming down to the absentee ballots, does that make it more likely that the absentee ballot issue, that those elections in those two states and potentially the presidency will end up in court, or absentee ballots a matter of settled law?
No, that's that just the opposite. That's where the war will take place.
All right. All right.
And this just in from AP, I think this is a good general summation. At this hour, President Bush leading John Kerry in the race for the presidency by 51% to 48% in the popular vote. And that's with 48% of the precincts reporting.
Now, in terms of the Electoral College, what that means is Bush is looking at 193, Kerry's looking at 133, both of them, of course, racing toward 270, which is the magic number for the Electoral College. And the big question mark remain as to who's going to get there first, based on Florida and Ohio. Florida and Ohio, just so you know, for folks following along at home, officially on paper, those polls have been closed for a while. But the more we hear from our correspondents around the country, the more we know.
Here's why I'm laughing. You know, if your head is swimming with numbers, okay, Pappas feeling better. Al's a little nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Malloy actually sounded, I thought, pretty upbeat.
Yes, indeed. As upbeat as Mike Malloy gets.
That's right. And Sam and Janine, we're going to be checking with them as we coast into yet another hour of our special election coverage here at Air America Radio. I'm Catherine Lanford.
I'm Rachel Maddow. Put more coffee on the pot. It's going to be a long night. Air America Radio.
And we'll be here with you.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Pat Robertson is not back away from saying that Bush told him he expected no casualties in Iraq.
Bush was talking in one ear and God was talking in the other ear.
It can be very confusing.
And he wasn't sure who was saying what. And if he would just let Bush speak, since God speaks through Bush, we wouldn't have this problem.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike. 92.1.
When lives and property are at risk, we get moving. We're the Air Force Reserve. Our mission? An assault on Mother Nature's most daunting adversary, forest fires. By dropping thousands of gallons of fire retardant in just seconds, we're there working to save our forests and to save lives. Air Force Reserve aerial firefighting may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience and just one of many exciting careers in the Air Force Reserve. Call 800-257-1212 or visit us online at afreserve.com. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond.
Madison has a new radio station, The Mike 92.1. Talk radio for the rest of us. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Connie Cummings. CNN now projecting that Pennsylvania's 21 electoral votes are going for John Kerry. Bob Serkin tells us there is even more optimism at Kerry campaign headquarters in Boston.
Connie, even before the projected win in Pennsylvania, Kerry campaign officials were claiming an overall advantage tonight.
We are, I think, in a remarkably strong position as we stand here tonight.
Senior Kerry advisor Joe Lockhart, in his first press briefing of the night, saying that Kerry is on the way to bettering Al Gore's vote count of 2000 in South Florida.
If you look at night at 2000, Gore won Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach by 350,000. And we think we're going to do better than that.
Another prediction from Lockhart, New Hampshire will become the first battleground state to flip for Kerry. Live in Boston at Kerry headquarters, Bob Serkin, CNN Radio.
CNN projecting President Bush has 197 electoral votes to John Kerry's 188. No projection yet for Florida. At the White House, President Bush told reporters this evening he believes he will win. CNN is projecting that Barack Obama is the winner in Illinois for a Senate seat. John Bisney has details on that now live from Washington.
He's a Democrat, Connie. Obama takes the seat of retiring Illinois GOP Senator Peter Fitzgerald.
Let me say how grateful I am to all of you for the extraordinary privilege
of standing here this evening.
That pickup for Democrats, though, was nullified by Republican Johnny Isakson taking the seat of retiring Georgia Democrat in Georgia's L. Miller. But with South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint winning the job that had been held by Democrat Fritz Hollings, and Republican Richard Burr now projected to win John Edwards' seat in North Carolina, the GOP for the moment would have a 2-seat gain in the Senate, Connie.
Thanks, John, and this is CNN Radio News.
When you've got your health, you've got everything, which is why I look for new ways to protect mine. This is Larry King, here to introduce the advanced protection of Ester E, a new vitamin E from the makers of Ester C. Ester E's breakthrough form protects its antioxidant strength until my body is ready to use it. So do what I do. Take new Ester E. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
Look for Ester E at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
CNN Radio senior political analyst Bill Schneider says it's no surprise that New York has been projected to be in the Kerry column.
Voters who said their top issue was Iraq voted. 85% of them voted for John Kerry, just 12% for Bush. Those are voters who are angry over the Iraq war.
Kerry gets all of New York's 31 electoral votes. Some precincts reported turnout approaching 80%. A coalition including the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a federal court suit in Miami seeking to extend the deadline there for absentee ballots. The request is for the deadline to be extended to November the 12th, the same deadline for eligible overseas ballots. In Ohio, a federal judge ruled that Ohio voters who had requested but not received absentee ballots there must be allowed to cast provisional ballots. This is news from CNN Radio. Ralph Nader late today predicted that John Kerry would win the election. He criticized the Democrats and Republicans, saying neither party is responding to Americans' needs. He's pulling very small percentages where he's on the ballot. And CNN Radio political analyst Jeff Greenfield says some people who backed Nader in 2000 are not supporting him this time around.
A lot of people on the left feel Nader cost Al Gore the White House, and they really don't like the president's policies, and they don't want to see Nader do it again.
Nader still says a vote for him is not a wasted vote. There was last-minute ruling in Ohio allowing political parties to send workers to voting places to challenge questionable voters, but elections officials say not very many challenges were actually submitted. I'm Connie Cummings, and this is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1. Live from the Monona Terrace Convention Center, Stu Levitan checks in with another report.
Well, the crowd is building, but there is still not much more than nervous and anxious anticipation, although there was one big development just a few moments ago. A couple of the networks called Pennsylvania for John Kerry. That was no surprise. He'd been leading in Pennsylvania all night. It was expected he'd win, but still it was very reassuring to the crowd to see that state go blue, and a big cheer went up on both sides of the exhibit hall here at Monona Terrace. Still waiting for Ohio, still waiting for Pennsylvania, still waiting for Wisconsin and Minnesota. Nervous anticipation, hopeful, but still they want to see a couple more states go blue before they can really relax and enjoy themselves. We think that Tammy Baldwin will be taking the stage soon to be claiming victory, and we expect Russ Feingold will be coming here a little later on. But other than that, it is still an evening of watchful waiting and nervous anticipation here at Monona Terrace. Stu Levitan, Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome to The Mic, 92.1. Home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat
from our headquarters in
Madison's
New York City.
New
we continue
talk
Air America Radio's election night coverage. Tonight, anchors Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer have the latest numbers from across America. With live reports from Al Franken in Boston, Randy Rhodes in Florida, Chuck D in Ohio, and analysis from Mike Malloy, Marty Kaplan, David Bender, Mike Papantonio, and Laura Flanders. Now, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Welcome back. You are listening to Air America Radio, and this is our special election night coverage. We're all sitting here under this big, glowing, blue rectangle that is Pennsylvania, and it is keeping us going. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. We're going to move down now from that beautiful blue rectangle to Florida and Randy Rhodes.
The beautiful blue rectangle.
It's glowing. We've got a big light box on the wall in the shape of Pennsylvania, Randy, to make us happy.
I'm thrilled that they called Pennsylvania because they ran out of provisional ballots, and a judge had to extend the voting hours there for about 2 hours.
That's right.
And I was really scared because they brought in a challenge to the absentee ballots the Republicans did. And I see a story here. I'm telling you, I've been looking at Florida. Florida is less than 300,000 votes difference between Bush and Kerry. And, of course, Bush is edging out Kerry by those 300,000 votes. What's interesting to me is that there's a quarter of a million, approximately, maybe a little more, absentee ballots that were used in Florida. 37% of us voted absentee. I voted in person because I had a funny feeling about those absentees. And I even told people I wasn't sure whether or not I wanted to do it, and I ended up coming here to vote in person. But the absentee ballots, totaling about 250,000, won't be counted, they say, until Thursday. And what's fascinating about it is that's almost exactly how many votes apart Bush and Kerry are in a state that's got 27 electoral votes. So yay for PA. That was a beautiful thing. I was watching that, too, because of the court challenges. And then I'm looking at Ohio, too, and there's less than 200,000 votes separating Bush and Kerry there, with Bush ahead 52-48. It's almost identical to Florida. They had a 73% turnout. We had an 80% turnout. High turnouts like that usually favor Democrats, and a lot of people used, there were thousands of provisional ballots, there's a lot of military ballots in Ohio, and there's thousands and thousands of absentee ballots in Ohio, and they're saying that the lines in Ohio were so long they had to keep their polls open an extra 2 hours. So I'm wondering if this doesn't turn out to be an absentee ballot story.
Well, yeah. And, you know, Randy, when you're looking at the map in Florida, when you're looking at what's come in so far, are we still waiting for results other than absentee results in Florida? How much can we expect to, how much additional information can we expect to get tonight?
Well, I think that we've got pretty much, you know, 94% of Miami-Dade. The big counties, you know, the ones that could make a difference, they're all going for Kerry. Palm Beach County went for Kerry, obviously. It was like 60-39. Miami went for Kerry by, oh, let me see, 54-46. Fort Lauderdale, Broward County with 84% in, 65-34. So I think like the really big counties are in. Problem is that the separation between the two candidates in both Ohio and Florida, which, you know, if you're a Republican, you cannot win without Ohio.
Right.
You've got to win Ohio.
Right.
The way I figured it out, I think Bush can actually win without Florida. I think Kerry could win without Florida. He's got to win one or the other, Ohio or Florida. But it looks to me like Bush is going to need both. And what's really interesting is the margin between the two candidates comes down to the number of absentee ballots that are still out.
It's intense. It's intense.
And so I think they found a new way to do some fun counting. You know, and the idea that, well, they won't get around to it right now. And, the, you know, Ohio, I don't know how quietly they'll go into the good night, because Ohio, you're talking about lots and lots of military ballots.
Well, Randy, we'll be checking in with you later on this hour. Let us know when you get new figures. We appreciate it.
All right.
Randy Rhodes in West Palm Beach. Obviously, you know, we're still looking at that Martinez and Castro race in Florida, too, which is still not universally being called. That's another thing we're going to be keeping an eye on in Florida. But coming back to New York now, joining us here in studio is Air America Radio's political director, David Bender, who is our numbers analyst for the evening. And, David, you heard what Randy had to say there about Florida. What else are we looking at tonight?
Well, Randy's right about Florida, except that, obviously, absentee ballots, if it is the equivalent of that margin, if it's 250,000 votes and that's what winds up separating these two candidates at the end of the night, they're not going to go 100% for John Kerry. So, frankly, Al's nervousness about Florida, I'd have to say, is well taken.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio, on the other hand, we're still waiting. Those polls may now have closed in Cuyahoga County, but I can tell you this. We were only getting something like 17% of the vote when I last saw it. As those numbers come in Ohio, as right now it is a four-point spread, but if Ohio were to go for John Kerry and everything still holds, John Kerry could very well be the next president. That's still the case.
Let me give you an update on what has been called so far tonight. We now have California, though this, of course, is very early. California being called for John Kerry. I'm looking at CNN's figures right now. In addition to the other states being called for John Kerry are Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and D.C. Obviously, some big states we're still waiting to hear from include Florida, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and a host of other western states.
And I was just going to say that ABC News has just projected that Arizona is going to go to Bush.
Arizona,
we're just getting that from one of our monitors.
And that is not a surprise.
Right.
That was expected. New Mexico, I think, as we go west now with these polls closing in the west, New Mexico and Nevada are going to be the things to watch.
We do also have word from Arizona, though, that John McCain's soul is dissenting and calling on him to stop supporting Bush so publicly so that he can salvage his reputation.
Funny? I didn't see that from AP.
Yeah,
hang
John
on,
McCain's soul issuing its own statement asking John to stop whoring himself for George W. Bush. So we will be checking in with...
I don't have that on my computer.
I have a different wire service.
So give the big picture that people need to keep with them as we advance in this hour, because we're giving people both numbers and a little later on we're going to give them vibe.
And
but
little,
for now we're giving them the crunchy
and
stuff.
And a little encouragement. The big picture is that this is going to come down to Ohio. And what we do want is for people in the West, people who are still voting or have just finished voting, to realize that states Nevada, Colorado, and even Hawaii, for those America listeners in Hawaii, where please keep voting, because we need those four electoral votes for John Kerry. If that map divides out as it did 4 years ago, with the blue states remaining blue, and Ohio flips, John Kerry will be the president-elect.
David Bender is the political director here at Air America Radio. I'm Rachel Maddow. I'm here with Catherine Lamfer. And when we come back, we're going to take a quick trip of around the vibe of the country. We're going to be checking in with Sam and Janine, who are here in New York City, with Al Franken, who is in Boston, and with Chuck D, who is in the all-important battleground state of Ohio. We'll be checking in with our colleagues around the country when we return. This is Air America Radio's election night coverage.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Air America Radio's election night coverage.
The New York City Memorial Band. Grandma Distribution. Go to your local record store.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
God forbid this man goes unchecked again for 4 more years as a lame duck president, meaning he doesn't even have to stand for re-election ever again. Because if we have the House, we can at least keep a sharp eye. And as soon as we have the majority, he will know that the chances of him being impeached are great.
The Randy Rhoads Show. 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
If you're anything like me, you've tried everything to get fit. Another workout club with a bunch of equipment I don't know how to use, and I always end up looking and feeling the same. Well, not anymore. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium, 600 Williamson Street, is Madison's alternative gym. With a natural, total body approach to fitness, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium lets your body work as a whole to gain overall strength, lose weight, and become a healthier person. The Monkey Bar Gymnasium has created a positive atmosphere where trainers are by your side giving you one-on-one attention. If you've never worked out in your life, or you are an Olympic athlete, the Monkey Bar Gymnasium can create a program specifically designed for your experience level. You'll never be lost because all of your workouts are pre-planned by a trainer. It's their encouragement that helps you reach your goal. Call the Monkey Bar Gymnasium at 663-7511 or see them on the web at monkeybargym.com. Why wait? Sign up today for classes and get fit the way you want at the Monkey Bar Gymnasium. Call 663-7511 or online at monkeybargym.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Are you falling behind with your bills? Now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you avoid bankruptcy and get caught up again. It's called Debtscape. A Debtscape certified credit counselor can help reduce or even eliminate your interest rates. And they can consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-800-330-3535. That's 1-800-330-3535.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mike, 92.1. This is Air America Radio's election night coverage from our New York City headquarters. And now, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Catherine and I submerged in a hot tub full of Philadelphia cream cheese, reflecting on Carrie's big win in Pennsylvania.
You are definitely getting a different wire service than me.
Yes, I am. Sorry about the cold cream cheese thing. We should have got the one without vegetable bits, and it's disgusting.
There we go. This is yes. Catherine Lanfer, and as you know, we just finished talking with political director for Air America, David Bender, also with Randy Rhodes, getting some numbers. And now we're going to get a better sense of the mood. We're going to eventually get to Ohio. Chuck D is with some very ticked off younger voters. We're also going to check in with Sam and Janine, who are checking in with people here in Manhattan. But first, let's go to Boston and let's go to Al Franken. Al, tell us, the last time we talked to you, you were feeling a little bit nervous. Now, they called Pennsylvania. That had to make you feel better.
No, I knew Pennsylvania was going for us. This is what I got right now. It's about 221, this is what I got on my count, 221 to 233. Now, I'm assuming Hawaii and Michigan go for us and Colorado goes for them. And then here's what's in question. Florida, 27, New Mexico, 5, Nevada, 5, Iowa, 7, Ohio, 20, Wisconsin, 10, Minnesota, 10. Now, Ohio, we seem to be leading but slightly, but we're not going to know. Iowa is close. Minnesota, we're going to take. Wisconsin is close. New Mexico is close. Nevada is close. Florida is close. This, we're not going to know tonight. We're just not going to know. We're not going to know. Sheryl Crow's playing behind me. She's great. I really like her.
But
that's music.
I think what I love are the music updates tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's, you know, more my contemporary. She's not a contemporary. She's a lot younger woman than I am, but and I'm a man. Anyway, I'm going to go back to you because I got to prepare for my Sundance show, which goes on at 11:30, and I'll be, don't want to compete with you, but, you know, you can be on, and Joe Lockhart is behind me, is what I'm told, and that's meaningless.
Any dirt from Joe for us?
I'm sorry?
Any dirt from Joe for us, for Air America?
No, I did talk to Mike McCurry, who seemed pretty confident. I talked to, he seemed confident about Ohio. So, but again, we're not going to know tonight. So this is going to be a long night. And I hope we know tomorrow.
All right. That's Al Franken getting ready for a Sundance Channel.
Excellent. Oh. I should just mention, Patty Murray has been is being projected to defeat George Nethercutt in the Washington Senate race, and the race in Idaho also being called for President Bush. We did not mention that before. But let's shoot over to the island of Manhattan, yes?
I think we should. Let's go to Sam and Janine, have been very patiently waiting by with their own gathering here in Manhattan. Sam and Janine, welcome back to our coverage. And they're not there. Oh, we are fated not to hook up when we want to tonight. But we will get back to them.
You know, it's funny. We were able to check in with people all over the country, and Sam and Janine are like six blocks over, and they're the people.
We do have them. We're getting the thumbs up. Can you hear us? There we go. There we go.
People here are a little bit tense, but they're still up.
Now I got it. What did it sound like in there when Pennsylvania got turned blue on all those maps?
Well, people are excited.
Woo! That's
how
Red
Janine
Bulls.
Sounded.
A lot of Red Bulls.
People are excited. I mean, I think there's a lot of tension. Frankly, we wanted this over by now. I had $50 on it, and so I'm particularly upset that it hasn't been called yet. But I've been getting IM from my sister, who's got her cell phone, and she's in Ohio, and she says that. What it sounds like from what we're reading on the blogs and what we're hearing from there is that the real story is just that these Republican vote challengers have been harassing the hell out of voters.
Hmm.
And, you know, we're watching all the TV feeds, and you don't see any reports of that. And, I mean, I think that's going to be the big story coming out of here.
Well, we've been getting reports from Mike Papantonio here about that issue in Florida. And a lot of what he's saying in Florida is that a lot of the promised challenges in Florida didn't come to pass. But we don't know. Maybe that still is happening in Ohio, and it's good that we're getting documentation of that tonight. If this thing goes to litigation, we're going to need all the documentation we can get.
My sister's in Franklin County, Ohio, and there's still voters waiting to vote there. As of 15, 20 minutes ago, and they're being harassed. I mean, that's why it's taking so long. And so, I don't know
why Idaho went to George Bush?
Why is that?
Have you ever checked out the levels of hate crimes and militia websites in Idaho?
I almost went to Hayden Lake one time when I was driving across country and I didn't know where I was. And I thought, why does this place ring a bell? Hayden Lake. Oh, yeah, headquarters of the White Aryan Resistance.
Exactly. That's why Idaho went for George W. Bush.
But we've got Bill Scheer from Liberal Oasis here. He's keeping us calm. Bill, what is it that we got to keep in mind?
Well, like I said before earlier this evening, the first thing to look at is the big three, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida. Who wins two out of three of those? We don't know who has won two out of three of those yet. The person who wins two out of three is in a very good position. If Kerry wins one of those, that's all he needs to win the presidency as long as he holds on to the Gore states. He looks better in Ohio right now than he does in Florida. But it seems like there's a big potential for a lot of litigation in both states, and it seems very likely we're not going to know tonight in either state.
So, Catherine and Rachel, we haven't quite bought our stocks yet in the hardware stores that are selling the pitchforks and the hose, but we got people here who are ready to carry them around through the streets.
I want to ask about I want to ask about Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader in Florida. Is it anyone's opinion that Nader is pulling Kerry voters? Do you think that he's still, or is that
he's
just,
not
they
registering
wouldn't vote
anything?
At all? Well, he's getting one. He's got like 29,000 votes in Florida.
If you're down to 1% of the vote in any state...
If you're talking about a close race again...
You can't assume that any of those votes are guaranteed Democratic votes. When you're down to that low a level, you're probably getting to people who are not going to vote for Democrats or anybody else, period.
Now, Rachel and Catherine...
You better be right,
the
Bill
big question Scheer. That we have for you guys, and you're probably in a better position to figure this out than we are, is that we know that there's been, statewide, 2 million... early votes and absentee votes. And the big question is how do they figure into the numbers that are coming out of Florida?
And that's what we're trying to figure out right now, that we know that the division, the line, the amount of space between the two candidates, between Bush and Kerry right now in Florida, pretty much mirrors the absentee vote count. And so the provisional ballots, obviously, nobody exactly knows what's going to happen to them, and the absentees we've got to worry about. Now, you guys, we got to take a break because we got to go over to Chuck D in Columbus, Ohio, but we'll check in with you later on this hour.
Sounds good.
All
we'll
right, Sam here. And Janine here in New York out at their election night party. Let's go over to Chuck in Ohio, Chuck in Columbus. But I believe, Chuck, you have moved parties now.
Yes, we've gone from what seemed to be an up and down situation over in the ballroom at the Renaissance, which was, hey, how you doing? Now I'm over at the 18 to 26 zone, and it's a college festive atmosphere with bands playing. It's called Vote Explosion. At this particular club, and the band's Not a Surf, and they got an artist, Tim Easton, and you know, they're trying to bring the gift of music to discussion of fighting for your rights.
Not a Surf, a band that was a Party Machine guest on Unfiltered. And so, Chuck,
I'm sure one of Al's favorites.
Sure, yes, right. Definitely. Chuck, so it's mostly young people. There's the vibe any different there with the young people than it was over at the Democratic Party party?
The other Democratic Party party was wine. Wine and whining.
Wine and whining.
Here it's beer and smoke. But the music is better. And the attitudes of young people, you know, the spirits are still up. And they're going to be up and talking to a young gentleman. He was, like, online for 4 hours. And he says, man, this is going to go on for, like, maybe 2 or 3 days. Because he just got here not too long ago. And he said he can't see that how anybody could come up with a decision in Ohio at the end of the night.
Well, you know, one of the things that may be keeping people up tonight in Columbus, and maybe the reason it's smoky there, is that I think one of the things on the ballot tonight would ban smoking in bars. So people are maybe trying to get their yayas out with that
in
Columbus.
No question.
All right, Chuck. Well, we know you're going to be partying the night away. We want to stay in touch. Let us know how the vibe goes, and let us know if you get more results in.
They're going to party, and I'm going to ask questions and vibe.
All right. Chuck D. Okay. On location in Columbus, Ohio. We are covering Air America coast to coast tonight.
And as we know, the attention just keeps focusing on Ohio and Florida, and we're going to give you more as we get it here on Air America Radio. I'm Catherine Lanford.
I'm Rachel Maddow. Stick with us.
Air America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy initial subscription price of just $10 a year. Go to MotherJones.com today to subscribe and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out against the war in Iraq, plus how America employs thousands of likely war criminals to do our dirty work in Iraq. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. Our election night coverage brought to you in part by Rocky Rococo, featuring killer tomato sauce pizzas. You can feed the whole family for less than $20. Big news coming from Tammy Baldwin at the Monona Terrace, and we go to Stu Levitan for the latest.
Just a few moments ago, the room really came to life when Tammy Baldwin walked in. Flashbulbs flashed, people gasped, cheers went up, and after a nice introduction from County Executive Kathleen Falk, Tammy took to the stage and made some eloquent and impassioned victory comments, and here's some of what she had to say.
I am proud and humbled that the people of South Central Wisconsin support the work that I'm doing and have elected me again to be their representative in Congress. Over the past 6 years, we've forged strong partnerships between the federal government and local communities, groups, and individuals throughout this district, and we've reaped the benefits of those relationships. Now, there are some critics out there, I call them the naysayers, who suggest that I'm out of touch with the people of this district. Well, the people have spoken. We share the dream of an America that is not dependent on foreign oil and that leads the world in developing alternative clean sources of fuel. An America that keeps its promises to her veterans and does all it can to equip, train, and support its servicemen and women. We share the dream of an America that values its small family farms and fights to maintain them. We share the dream of an America that would never write discrimination into its Constitution. We share the dream of an America that regains its rightful place in the community of nations as a leader, a champion of peace, and an advocate for those whose voices are not heard. And finally, we share the dream of an America that ensures affordable, quality health care to all. Now, in a democracy, our work as citizens is not over when we cast our ballots. Generations before us have used their voices and created movements to extend voting rights, to create social security, to end a war, to further equality of opportunity, and to create a cleaner planet. And when I see all the young people who are in this room, I can only imagine the great things that your generation will help us achieve.
You've just won the intellectual lottery. Now, take your place at the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic 92.1.
More of Air America Radio's election night coverage from our New York City headquarters, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Welcome back to our special election night coverage here on Air America Radio. Just very inspiring to watch the American people exercise their right to provide a pretext for a Supreme Court ruling. I'm Rachel Maddow, joined here by Catherine Lanfer.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, and we're going to turn now to Mike Papantoni. We pull him in every time we have a question about how votes are going to be counted. We were talking to him earlier this evening about provisional ballots, but it's okay. Let go of any fears you had about provisional ballots, because it turns out the really spooky ballots
are the absentee ballots right now. What's happening in Toledo, matter of fact, this morning a lawsuit was brought by a woman who said this is what happened. She made her request for her ballot, made it well on time, well before October 30th, never got her absentee ballot in. So she says, I don't have my absentee ballot. Let me go down to the polls and vote like everybody else. Well, Mr. Blackwell, who is...
Remind everyone who that is.
Yes, he wants to...
Not the best dressed.
The man who would be governor. I mean, this man is just really, really wants to move up that governor
Kenneth
slot.
Blackwell, the Secretary of State in Ohio, African-American Republican, has made no bones about wanting to be a Republican governor of that state.
Every time he turns around, he's trying something like this. But anyway, Blackwell says, no, you can't have either. You can't vote absentee ballot. We're not going to allow you to vote at the polls. We're not even going to give you a provisional ballot. Fortunately... a judge saw how unjust that was this afternoon. He scrawled out on handwritten order that you can't do this. And he said, these people are going to have a right at least to have a provisional ballot. Now, that's problematic.
Right. Provisional ballots kind of being seen as second class.
It is second class.
At this case.
And right now, if you were to ask Blackwell, what does that mean? He wouldn't be able to tell you. He wouldn't be able to tell you, how do you test a provisional ballot?
What do we mean when we say a provisional ballot is second class? Because remember, provisional ballots were how we were going to avoid what happened in 2000.
Well, that was what the Republicans were trying to sell everybody. But you know what? What Karl Rove was trying to do was create this little niche. And that is people who go into the polls, they're not felons, but they're accused of being felons, so they're handed a provisional ballot and said, we'll take it up later. Or they say, you know, you voted somewhere else, we'll take it up later. They hand them a piece of paper, it's a provisional ballot, and right now there are absolutely no standards in America. The standards are different county to county, state to state, what that means to the average
voter. Now, that actually sounds a lot like 2000, doesn't it?
It is 2000. It's 2000 with provisional ballots. That's just a little distinction. But I'm telling you, I just talked to two more lawyers, asked them, what are you going to do with the provisional ballots? How are you going to test provisional ballots in your state? They don't have any idea. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to put on mini trials, and they're going to let somebody else decide whether they offer the kind of evidence, the caliber of evidence, that should allow that person to be franchised again rather than disenfranchised.
All right. Well, Mike Papantonio, thank you for troubleshooting this stuff for us. We will stay in touch with you throughout our coverage tonight. Catherine, did you want to jump in here for a second?
I wanted to jump in and say that speaking about 2000 made me think of Florida, and we're going to go back down to Randy Rhodes.
Oh, very good. Randy Rhodes in South Florida. She's in West Palm Beach. Randy, are you there? No, we don't have Randy. We will have Randy in just a moment, apparently.
Okay, all right.
All right.
And also, just a reminder, coming up, that we are going to be talking to Laura Flanders, catching up again on those key congressional races, and we're going to check in with Mike Malloy in Atlanta.
Atlanta to get a better look at the Southeast. Well, let's take a little break here. When we come back, we'll be checking in with Laura Flanders. We've got a little bit of news for you on the various Senate races, and plus a big look at the prospects of how the overall math is going to shift in both the House and the Senate. This is special election night coverage here on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Air America Radio's election night coverage. More live reports from the swing states still ahead.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Hi. Do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with Native Energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826. Or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
We've got the power. We've got the power you need to get the job done. Middleton Power Center.
Fall cleanup is here. Make your life easier with a new John Deere lawn tractor from Middleton Power Center. And right now, you can save over $1,000 on special in-stock models of John Deere lawn tractors at Middleton Power Center.
We give you the power.
Get a new John Deere lawn tractor today at Middleton Power Center, and you can save over $1,000 on special in-stock models. Plus, get no interest or payments for 12 months to qualified credit. Hurry, offer ends soon. Some restrictions apply. Get your new John Deere lawn tractor at Middleton Power Center, 3230 West Beltline Highway.
We've got the power. We've got the power.
Sissy.
You're a right-wing nut job.
You're a pinko commie.
You're dumb as a doorknob.
Hey, you got that Botox.
But I still won 3 purple hearts.
This land belongs to you and me.
Really need to get away from it all? Try DineMadison.com, where you can get one of $150 gift certificates, but only pay $25, and only at DineMadison.com.
This Thursday, get one of $150 gift certificate to the Nuglaris Hotel and only pay $25 at DineMadison.com. The Nuglaris Hotel, with authentic Swiss recipes like the 3 filet patron, cheese fondue a la Neuchâtel, beef fondue bourguignon, and Swiss pastries homemade. You can also savor the taste of locally made brews and call now to book your holiday party in one of their beautiful and unique party rooms. Get a $50 gift certificate, but only pay $25 and only at DineMadison.com.
Badger football starts with the Badger football game program. Has it been a while since you bought a game program? Well, if so, you may not know that inside you'll find information, updates, and features not found anywhere else. Plus current player and coach profiles, awards, history, statistics, access to information on our opponents, updates on other Badger athletic teams, and a removable depth chart, and much more.
This is Badger offensive lineman Dan Benning. Don't forget to pick up your game program this Saturday as it features one of my co-captains, free safety Jimmy Leonard on the cover. Also included with each program is a free poster of defensive lineman Antosh Hawthorne.
Game programs are sold at over 30 locations surrounding Camp Randall Stadium and in every concession stand. At only $5 a program, they're a collector's item worth investing in. Visit UWBadgers.com for information on ordering game programs online.
See you at Camp Randall on Saturday for our final home game of the season as we battle Minnesota for Paul Bunyan's axe. Don't forget to pick up your official game program with Jim Leonard on the cover and your free poster of Antosh Hawthorne. Get it all for $5. Thanks for your support, and I'm Wisconsin.
Musical headliners, the party machine, and progressive views? You won't find that anywhere else. This is Rachel Maddow. Join me, Chuck D, and Liz Winstead for Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11 on The Mic.
This is Air America Radio's election night coverage from our New York City headquarters. And now, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Welcome back to Air America Radio and our special election night coverage. The night is young!
Pins and needles, pins and needles. I'm Catherine Lanfer. You just heard Rachel. We're going to turn now to Laura Flanders, who's going to update us on the congressional races.
The night is young, but we're getting older and older by the minute, let me just tell you.
No seething, no sighing. A lot of this stuff still has to be decided. The night is young, I tell you.
Well, that's the woman who said we were sitting in cream cheese earlier. Ignore her and give us the numbers.
All right, Laura
Flanders,
please.
Key Senate races.
Please.
Florida, Kentucky, North Carolina, still too close to call. Hence Rachel's enthusiasm and youthful attitude towards the night. We've got Mel Martinez, Betty Castor, still too close to call, 49-49. This is a wild race in Florida. Jim Bunning, Dan Mongiato in Kentucky. Now, Jim Bunning has called this for himself, but nobody's taking that as gospel.
But yes, as we noted, he also condemned the terrorist attacks of November 11th.
That's right. And
so we have
Mongiato
to keep that
looks
in mind.
Like one of Hussein's.
You know, every rest. Time you say that, the more you say that, the more I'm thinking, was that so bad? We've had people in higher offices make worse mistakes.
That's true.
Well, how do you feel about John Hostetter? The Republican in Indiana, the guy who tried to take the big machine gun on the plane.
Oh, he had the Glock. Yes, and it was just a mistake.
Just a mistake, and it didn't work against him.
It was an accessory. We all forget to pack. I've lost a pair of nail scissors.
Tweezers.
It could have been a Glock.
Tweezers, Glock.
So John Hostetler in Indiana, he's the 8th District in Indiana, defeats John Jennings.
John Jennings.
Okay, all right.
Then we have the Catherine Harris race against Jan Schneider. Here you have Catherine Harris.
We're talking Florida.
That Catherine
Harris.
that Catherine Harris, the one that the Republicans in January 01 called the Mother Teresa of Florida, the Rosa Parks of Election 2000. Catherine Harris, that one that removed 57,000 people off the rolls, many of them wrongly. That Catherine Harris defeated Jan Schneider, a fantastic advocate, somebody who was actually a legal volunteer in Palm Beach in 2000, somebody who has the support of the women's community, the environmental community. She made social issues really her priority. 55-45 she lost. Now let's remember, Catherine Harris comes from one of the most powerful families in Florida, has always spent hand over fist for every race she ever fought, has had no shortage of sources for money, of course, since 2000, simply outspent Jan Schneider. 55-45 was actually a good showing for Schneider and her folks, but there you have it. Harris rated zero by NARAL, zero by the Arab America Institute, zero by Sierra Club, and 100% by the Christian Coalition, and the business industry PAC is there in Florida.
And
13th
I'm just
district.
Going to report from looking at the monitors that we have here in the studio that ABC is now projecting Florida for Bush.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we've seen that before.
That's why I was mentioning it.
We will be looking into that. As we know, these things are tricky at this point, and it's been a long time so far, but we will be looking into that projection in Florida. Also mentioned that Catherine Harris, it did not hurt her that she was photographed, videotaped on C-SPAN recently, canoodling with Rick Renzi on the floor of the House, which was unfortunate. You can go to thecanoodle.com if you want to see it.
But how come that Catherine wins Harris out over her photographs of Jan Schneider with Hillary Clinton when they were at college together? Why is this photo race not coming out the way you would expect? Okay. Well, too close to cool, still in Illinois, 8th District, Melissa Bean, the Democrat, versus Philip Crane, the 35-year incumbent. Still too close to cool, 52-48. That would be a big defeat, of course, for the Republicans. Now, in Georgia, the Democrats picked up one when John Barrow, the Democrat, defeated Max Burns, the Republican incumbent, an important race and one that the Democrats will be smiling about, at least we hope. New York, of course, John Kuhl, the Republican incumbent, defeats
Randy Kuhl, they call him. Yes,
Randy,
bless him.
Barron. And
I should say about that one, Sam Barron would have been the youngest woman elected to Congress had she won that race. It's the first time she was running. She's a real solid candidate, highly educated, very articulate, and that was her first race, and hopefully she can come back for another try at a seat. She certainly deserves one, but Randy Kuhl gets reelected there.
It won't be her last, I'm sure.
Right.
Pete Sessions in Texas, 32nd District, defeated Martin Frost, the Democrat. It was an open seat, 56-43.
Now, that race was the race on which the most money was spent of any House race this term, this time around. This is one of those races that was an open seat because it was the product of the Tom DeLay redistricting fiasco.
It's actually a very, very diverse district, the most diverse in Texas as far as I can see. 50% minority, 36% Hispanic, 8% African-American, 6% Asian. Big race and Martin, big money.
Yeah, and Martin Frost, a 13-term Democratic incumbent, and Republican Representative Pete Sessions, a 4-term veteran. And again, that was an open seat with those two incumbents vying for an open seat, which is a weird situation because of Tom DeLay and the redistricting down in Texas.
Yeah, pretty high money going into both sides there, $4 million-plus dollars. NARAL reckons Sessions at 0%, AFL-CIO 0%, you get the idea. 92% by the Christian Coalition.
Oh, well, that's good for him.
So there you go on that. Of course, Barbara Boxer defeated Bill Jones, the Democrat there in
Hooray.
The California Senate race. Thank heavens. Patty Murray, same thing in Washington versus George Nethercutt, 57-41. Daniel Inouye defeats Cam Cavasso, the Republican in Hawaii. Now, again, some of these numbers are a little unclear, and I don't think that's actually been finally called yet.
I was going to say, we have polls that just have barely closed and again, you know, I'm always interjecting because I'm thinking of the person who doesn't keep score at home.
Sure.
All right? So, all of these numbers that we've just been rattling off, what does this mean?
Well, at the moment we have the GOP in the Senate holding 48 seats, gaining one, Dems holding 42, losing one. In the House, GOP holding 163. 3, I guess it is, gaining 4, Democrats holding 134, lost 3, gained 1. I mean, the numbers are changing at every moment here, but according to the latest, I guess it's about 11:20, you've got a Senate GOP 48 to Dems 42.
Okay, Laura, I want you to stick around here because we're going to go down now to Atlanta and talk to Mike Malloy about the Carolina races, and since you've been monitoring all those races, I'd love to have you stick around. Mike Malloy, welcome back to special election coverage here on Air America Radio.
Hey, good to be with you again, Catherine and Rachel and Laura.
Hey, how you doing?
So,
doing
Mike,
fine.
Talk to us about the Carolinas. We know South Carolina, Jim DeMint, projected to be defeating Inez Tenenbaum in South
and,
Carolina.
And Erskine Bowles, very active in the Clinton administration, looks like... With 73% of the precincts reporting now, Erskine Bowles is down by about 5 percentage points. That is not looking very good. Mike Easley, who has been the governor since South Carolina since or North Carolina since God was a teenager, looks like he's going to be he's going to win. The incumbent governor. You did ask me about North Carolina, didn't you?
Indeed.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. We care about both the Carolinas.
Yeah, right. Well, Erskine Bowles, who just couldn't seem to put together a campaign, in my opinion, that would appeal to North Carolinians. Erskine Bowles is kind of that tweedy, professorial-looking dude who was very effective, in the Clinton administration, but went back home to North Carolina and just couldn't seem to quite move beyond his image. Now, he ran a very close race, but I think what's happening in North Carolina is what has been happening in the South, and is just
what?
About a fait accompli, and that is the South is going to be Republican for the foreseeable future. There is no question about it.
Well, in the North Carolina, the presidential race in North Carolina going relatively big for Bush, 56-44, right. Bush over Kerry, that's in North Carolina. The Senate race that we're talking about, still 79% of precincts reporting is what I'm seeing, and Bowles down 46-52 against his Republican mm-hmm. opponent. But North Carolina governor, Democratic incumbent Mike Easley does hold on there with a big margin, about 9 points the margin there. So, you know, we're seeing it's a tough fight tonight in the South.
Well, it is if you're a Democrat. If you look at the in Alabama, for example, in the presidential race, with about 90% of the precincts reporting, it's 62% Bush, 37% Kerry. If you come over here to Georgia, it's 60% Bush, 41% Kerry. This is the way it is in the South, and I'm afraid this is the way it's going to be in the South. As I said, I don't mean to be the bear at the picnic. Bear at the picnic? That'll work. I don't mean
that's
to be the.
That's okay. We've been telling people to put more coffee on the pot.
Thank you.
That would be me.
But the South is Republican or neo-fascist. They're interchangeable at this point. Or religio-fascist. All three terms are interchangeable.
Right. Mike Malloy, we're going to have to scoot a little further south right at this moment.
Right.
We're going to try and hook up now. Thank you, Mike Malloy, in Atlanta. And we'll be back with Mike Malloy. Let's go down to West Palm Beach now, and Randy Rhodes joins us. Randy, of course, ABC projecting Florida for President Bush. Hey, Randy.
Okay. Oh, please tell us. This is not... All right.
You know, it's live coverage. It's live election night. And we are going to catch up with Randy Rhodes not very far from now. I do want to talk...
let's not discourage people about that North Carolina race, only because it's not completely, you know, final yet. You've still got, as you've said, Rachel, 79% of precincts reporting. Burr ahead, 52-46. And that's an interesting race. One of the things that Mike didn't mention was about the money. And when he talked about Erskine Bowles failing to really run as a Democrat in a place where he would get the attention of the Democrats, the support of the Democrats in North Carolina, one of the things that really Bowles was accused of was not raising money from local contributors. And in fact, Burr really beat him out on the small donors, the under $1,000 donors. Burr, his Republican opponent, did better, also among tobacco growers and you name it. But it was an interesting race where the money divide was a kind of maybe an indication that the guy coming down from Washington didn't quite build his roots in the community.
No, it's an interesting notion that it's the small contributors who can make a difference no matter what side they're on. Because I do think sometimes we tend to think, especially in the wake of Howard Dean and other great candidates that, that we're the small guy.
That's right. And in that case, it's really not true. And it was a, it's a very, very interesting story. At the same time, Richard Burr got a lot of money from special interest group, the highest percentage of any Senate candidate in the country, three times what Bowles got. So he was kind of doing both, special interest groups and the small donors.
And can we also just give a little historical perspective on these Carolina races? I'm especially thinking of the fact that, remember when people were giving money to Harvey Gantt?
Oh, we sure do.
And
trying to get rid of Helms. You bet
it.
You betcha. They fought for a long time to get Helms out of there.
I want to say also that we are getting word that Arkansas is being called for Bush at this point. Arkansas considered until late in the game to be a solid Bush get. There was some hope that with Clinton deciding to campaign there very late in the campaign that there might be a chance that it was wavering. But we are having Arkansas projected right now going for Bush.
Okay, and we have the Associated Press now confirming they are also saying that Florida is going for Bush. And this is what we have. Let's see, we also have another... that's right. President Bush has won the key battleground state of Florida. This is just in from the Associated Press. Here is how they are summing things up as we are beginning to round out this hour of special election coverage on Air America Radio. This from the Associated Press. President Bush leading John Kerry by 51-48% margin in the popular vote. Ralph Nader getting 0% of the vote nationwide. This is with 63% of the precincts reporting. And, of course, the big number that we want to remember is 270. Right now, Bush has 210 electoral votes in 24 states. Kerry has 188 electoral votes in 12 states and the District of Columbia. And if you've been listening to our coverage, you know it's not over. We have said that Kerry can win without Florida. It's Ohio that he's going to need. You heard Al Franken say here that it's probably, we're not going to know about Ohio tonight. We don't know. That's why you should stick around.
Absolutely. We are getting a late word that at least CBS right now is reporting Colorado for Bush. So we are starting to get, we're now at the point where the things are getting called fast and furious, and where networks, you're starting to see the division between the networks and the various news organizations about who feels that they can call
and
what
remember,
when.
Remember 4 years ago? This is just when it started getting fun or hairy or awful, depending on how you felt about things and just how removed you were from the results. So all the more argument for you to stick around here with us. Laura Flanders is going to keep an eye on things. And, of course, she's slipping into the anchor chair. Not so long from
now. Not so long from now. We're going to be speaking with Laura Flanders about House and congressional races. We're going to be covering ballot issues, including the gay marriage amendments, the stem cell issue. We'll be looking at important ballot measures all over the country. We'll be talking with IR America Radio's political director, David Bender. He's going to be giving us, at the top of the next hour, right after the news, he's going to be giving us a rundown on all of the latest numbers.
And also a reminder, if you are listening to us in WLIB, switch over to your computer. Make sure that you go to Air America Radio. Radio.com. We might drop off here in New York, but we are strong, strong, strong in the rest of the country. Let me tell you, every state is glowing for Air America Radio. Oh, I hear that music. Whew. Means we can go check some more results and bring you more coverage. I'm Catherine Lanford.
I'm Rachel Maddow. We'll be right back after the news. This is Air America Radio.
If you're refinancing to access equity or looking for a new home loan, you can feel more secure that MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you work with local lenders. You're not sending your information off to someone you'll never meet in person. Fast, free, and secure. MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you shop up to 8 local mortgage lenders with one click, confidentially. Brought to you in part by CFL Financial, a participating member of MadisonMortgageMarket.com.
Hello, my name is Mike Lecrone, director of the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. My passion has always been the arts, so I was naturally drawn to an organization that helps children and adults with disabilities reach their full potential through artistic expression.
Join Mike and become a friend of Very Special Arts. Call 1-866-672-ARTS.
We need the support of friends like you to make dreams a reality. So come on, Wisconsin, become a friend of Very Special Arts. And on, Wisconsin!
Tell your friends about Madison's new progressive talk, The Mic.
Listen online.
TheMic921.com. WXXM, Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Matt Cherry. Two of the three big battleground states are still in play in the presidential race. Nothing yet for Ohio and Florida, but CNN projects Pennsylvania and its 21 electoral votes have gone to John Kerry. Our Bob Serkin joins us live from Kerry headquarters in Boston. Bob? Can't seem to reach Bob. Instead, we're going to be going to Bush-Cheney headquarters in Washington for CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten. He joins us live.
Tempered a bit following the projection that Pennsylvania had gone to Senator Kerry, but they are now hearing that Florida is trending toward the president, and that has picked up their spirits once again. And there's a sense of hopefulness that Ohio will go with Bush as well. The president is predicting he'll win, but he won't make the three-block trip here from the White House, we are told, unless and until there's a lock on the election. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, at the Reagan Building, Washington.
And now let's check back with our Bob Serkin at Kerry headquarters in Boston.
Yes, at Kerry headquarters, a bullish talk about the numbers and the candidates' chances for victory.
We think when the votes are counted, the spin is put aside, we're going to be in very strong shape.
Senior Kerry advisor Joe Lockhart gloating over exit polls in Florida, Ohio, and New Hampshire, which Lockhart says will bring an additional bounty of electoral votes to his candidate. Waiting outside this hotel in Copley Square, thousands of Kerry supporters, the senator will address them at some point tonight. Live at Kerry headquarters in Boston, Bob Serkin, CNN Radio.
The breakdown of electoral votes has President Bush leading Kerry 197 to 188. With 270 needed to capture the presidency. This is CNN Radio News.
If you need to lose 15, 20, even 50 pounds or more, then you need the powerful one-day diet. An amazing breakthrough that guarantees rapid weight loss without giving up your favorite foods, counting calories, or taking dangerous diet pills.
I'm Linda. I lost 10 pounds in 7 days. I was skeptical at first, but it's simple, easy, and it really works.
Hi, my name is Kelly. I lost 21 pounds in 37 days and 10 inches off my waist on the one-day diet. I couldn't believe it.
There now exists a bioactive weight loss compound so powerful, so effective, that it boosts your metabolism, burns stored fat, and helps you lose weight fast. The one-day diet is much too powerful for people that need to lose less than 15 pounds.
Hi, my name is Anna. I lost 27 pounds in 45 days. I've never tried anything like this. It's truly amazing.
Call now for your risk-free starter pack at 1-800-626-5189. One-day diet is 100% safe and natural, guaranteed. 1-800-626-5189. Call 1-800-626-5189. That's 1-800-626-5189.
The Democrats grab a high-profile Senate race in Illinois, where rising star Barack Obama has declared victory over Republican Alan Keyes.
We stand here as one people, as one nation, proclaiming ourselves to be one America with the capacity to work together to create a better future for each other.
A pair of Senate incumbents on both sides of the political spectrum find themselves in dogfights. Minority Leader Tom Daschle holds a very small lead over former Congressman John Thune in South Dakota, and no projection yet in Kentucky, where Republican Jim Bunning is running neck and neck with Democrat Dan Mongiardo. CNN projects Republicans have picked up 3 southern Senate seats left vacant by Democrats. They include John Edwards' former seat in North Carolina, where Congressman Richard Burr has defeated former White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles. Measures banning same-sex marriage are projected to go through in several states, including Arkansas, Georgia, Montana, and Ohio. This is news from CNN Radio. Iowa reports a record number of absentee ballots, but the Secretary of State's office predicts they will all be counted overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Cedar Rapids had to be a little forceful in getting some MoveOn.org volunteers to move the proper distance away from voting sites.
They had set the table up and had election material out there right outside the door to the polling place, and the police came and asked them to move, and they were very reluctant to move, and according to what the police department told me, they finally started folding up their chairs and moving them out for them, and then they did move.
That's Linn County Auditor Linda Langenberg. MoveOn's executive director denies the allegations. Democrats in Michigan say they had more than 1,000 lawyers at polling places throughout the state to keep an eye out for voter intimidation. In Pennsylvania, a handful of counties ran out of provisional ballots. Local officials were told to photocopy existing ones if necessary. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1. Tammy Baldwin a winner tonight, Russ Feingold a winner tonight, but still waiting on the big national races, and Stu Levitan is following the Democrats at the Monona Terrace.
Well, we're here at Monona Terrace where there is a ballroom, or technically an exhibit hall, full of anxious, fretful people with a lot of nervous energy they really have no productive use for. The bad news about Florida is starting to sink in, and it's come down to Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. It's up to the Big Ten states, the Upper Midwest, to save it for John Kerry, and folks are hopeful, but feeling nowhere near as confident as they were when they walked in the hall, when the early exit polls were very encouraging. And right now, John Kerry needs to pull a couple of aces out of his sleeve. And Stu Levitan at Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center for Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1.
This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic, 92.1. Election night coverage brought to you in part by Rocky Rococo, featuring killer tomato sauce pizzas where you can feed the whole family for less than $20.
Thanks for switching on the mic, 92.1. Bookmark our website and listen live online anytime, right from your desktop at themic921.com. Tonight, anchors Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer have the latest numbers from across America, with live reports from Al Franken in Boston, Randy Rhodes in Florida, Chuck D in Ohio, and analysis from Mike Malloy, Marty Kaplan, David Bender, Mike Papantonio, and Laura Flanders. Now, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Air America Radio's overnight now election night coverage. It's now election morning coverage officially here in New York City. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, and I can't imagine a better place to be than right here with our Air America Radio political director, David Bender. A quick note here that after we talk to David, we're hoping to go to John Nichols, who is reporting for us in Wisconsin. Wisconsin close to being called. David?
Well, it could be some good news, or at least what I'm looking at in terms of the vote that we have in Ohio. There are five counties I'm looking at. Cuyahoga County, where Cleveland resides, we're looking with 52% of the vote. This is what I've got right now. Kerry, 63%. Bush, 37%. Now, the important thing here is to compare these to 4 years ago. And when you look at these numbers, you're seeing improvements for John Kerry over George Bush, over Al Gore versus George Bush, in every major population center in Ohio.
Wow.
And this is where I think the Kerry campaign is still holding out a good deal of hope, and not unjustified. We're looking at Franklin County, Summit County, Lucas County, Hamilton County, and a lot of these urban centers are still reporting, and in all of them, John Kerry is running stronger than Al Gore did 4 years ago. And remember, Al Gore lost that state by 3 points. So if these numbers hold up, and if these last late returns come in and hold for John Kerry, it is possible that he will carry Ohio. And if everything else holds, as we've been talking about since the beginning, John Kerry could win this election with Ohio.
Okay. We're all holding on that as if it's some sort of lifeline, you realize, right now. I mean, right now, the Republicans aren't comfortable.
Do you want to phone a friend?
Right now, exactly. I want to phone a friend there. You know, the issue of Ohio is obviously the main focus now. I have to say that it appears that not everybody is calling Florida.
Right.
I'm looking at CNN right now. CNN does not appear to be calling Florida. There's some, you know, there may be, that may yet to be resolved. But if we are assuming that Florida is going red, we still do not know about Ohio. We're still left with also the question of the upper Midwest states.
And let me talk about that, because we do have, these are the latest numbers in. In Michigan, with let me look at the percent of the vote. This is only 39% of the vote reporting. Kerry 51, Bush 48. In Minnesota, with 43% of precincts reporting, Kerry 54, Bush 45.
Hmm.
Congratulations, Catherine. That's looking good. Wisconsin, very close. Kerry 50%, Bush 49%.
Wow.
About 15,000 votes separating them. But that's only 49% of precincts reporting.
All right.
Let me add Iowa. 61% of precincts reporting. Kerry 51, Bush 49.
All right. So in the results that we have so far from the upper Midwest states, from Iowa, from Minnesota, from Michigan, from Wisconsin, some of them are close, but all of them, at least right now, Kerry leading. That could become very important.
Those are all states that Al Gore carried before.
We keep referencing 2000, but doesn't the fact that we do know that we have a much larger turnout.
We have a much larger turnout, but the important thing is really looking at where those numbers were 4 years ago and where they voted.
Now, David Bender, political director for Air America Radio, I want you to stick with us here. We're going to do a quick trip to Wisconsin, I believe. It sounds like we have John Nichols standing by. John, a writer for The Nation and a frequent guest here on Air America Radio. John, are you with us?
I am with you. Russ Feingold is about to do his victory address here. He's got it's a big win. Kerry is going to win Wisconsin without much of a problem.
Wait a minute, John, because you sound so calm and cool.
Look, I know the state. You know, I mean, it's not that hard. Right now, Kerry has got, you don't have the northern tier counties, which are overwhelmingly Democratic reporting. Madison, Dane County is only about half in. Milwaukee County is way under half in. Those are the core Democratic places simply are not in. And when they come in, it'll be a Kerry win. I mean,
I want you to do a little traveling with us here because, of course, you also know the upper Midwest as well as Wisconsin. We're hearing good numbers from Minnesota. Let's say we get Minnesota and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Where else do we need to look? What can you give people to at least keep, we want to keep people alive.
Well, people
5 minute segment by 5 minute segment.
Oh, no, there's simply no question of that. Look, the upper Midwest is going to go the right way.
The left way.
Ohio, when you look at what David just said, is exactly right. Ohio is looking very good for Kerry because your urban counties are still out. And when you do the run, I was the editor of the Toledo Blade for many years, and this is a typical Ohio pattern. And
what do you mean?
Exactly, it's a typical Ohio pattern. The urban counties come in late, and they, you know, there's always a saying in Ohio that if the Republicans are under 200,000 ahead, Cuyahoga will win it for the Democrats. And that's Cleveland. And now I don't think it's going to be quite that easy this time because Cuyahoga is half in already. But I do think that the combination of Cuyahoga and Lucas, that's Cleveland and Toledo, ought to be sufficient to give Kerry his, you know, it ought to get him right up there to about even. And then, depending on how much of Hamilton and a couple of the other counties are out, Kerry can win Ohio. It's going to be very close there, and I think it's fair to say that there's a good likelihood that Ohio will be the Florida of 2004.
John, what about the margin? Let's assume that those numbers come in as you're talking about. What about absentee ballots, provisional ballots?
Provisional ballots. That's why I mean Ohio could be the Florida of 2004. Now, the former head of the Democratic Party up there, James Rugolo, who's a very good, savvy poll watcher up there, he says that he thinks that the urban counties will provide enough of a margin that the provisional ballots won't matter. I'm not sure he's right.
I was just going to say, we've been talking to Mike Papantonio here, and he keeps saying, look out for these provisional ballots. We don't have any standards set up for them.
What you have to have in Ohio is about a 50,000-vote margin for Kerry to avoid the provisionals being really significant. Now, here's the deal. In Ohio, the provisional ballots can be challenged and analyzed up until about November 15th. So if it does come down to Ohio and the provisional ballots, we have another Florida because we're going to have a bunch of ballots that have to be read, which won't be counted for the better part of 10 days.
I want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. So in other words, when we're looking at Ohio, because not provisional ballots, but just the ballots cast today are still coming in, we're hoping for a margin over 50,000, and that means we can all go, whoo, don't have to worry about things.
Yes.
Well done, Catherine.
You're probably
extracting
well below
that very important piece of information.
Well, you know me. I hate to keep track of numbers.
No,
so
but
I'm
hitting the nail
going
on the head like that, that's very good.
And I got to come back with one question, John.
Yeah.
Do we know a hard number for both absentee and provisional ballots?
No,
that won't have been counted.
No, we don't. We do not. That is a problem, and we will have a hard number by the end of the night. But, you know, what happens is that those ballots, the absentees, get shipped out to the polling places. And so you're in a situation where those get counted right in with the regular ballot.
So they're being counted now, and these numbers that we're getting reflect absentees.
They should reflect absentees.
All right, John.
But
they
will not reflect provisionals.
John Nichols, we're going to have to take a quick break, but thank you. We will be checking in with you later. And, of course, if you hear more results from Wisconsin, please call us first.
And don't forget,
okay.
And thank you so much, John. We do want to come back to you. A reminder, we are going to take this break, and then we're hoping to check in with the New Mexico Secretary of State. She's going to give us the latest numbers there. Keep it tuned here to our special election coverage here on Air America Radio. I'm Catherine Lanford.
I'm Rachel Maddow. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Air America Radio's Election Night Coverage. For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
The president won't tell me why we're in Iraq, and America doesn't even care to ask him. He told you weapons of mass destruction. Then he told you we needed to liberate the Iraqi people. Now he says we have to kill the Iraqi people. I don't understand him. He doesn't really speak the English, so how can you have a conversation with this man?
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Mr. Nanke, I'm writing the ad for the new tire rotator.
Be very precise. In newspaper ads, every letter costs money.
I'm not using classifieds. I'm putting it on helpwantedmadison.com.
What?
Yeah, I'll have the ad up in 5 minutes. We'll start getting resumes immediately, and oh, we get an unlimited number of words to describe the job on helpwantedmadison.com.
Unlimited words?
Yeah.
Start writing. Being a tire rotator at Nanke Tires is not a task for wussy wimps. It's a challenging job for a rugged individual who knows that a balanced tire is a happy tire. To be or not to be, that's the question.
Whoa, who knew behind your dry-as-toast facade there exists such a passionate, dynamic individual?
You mean me?
Are you free Saturday night?
After I wash my mom's hair.
That's creepy. I'll just go put this up on helpwantedmadison.com.
I gotta write that down. Don't mention mom, don't mention mom.
Helpwantedmadison.com plays as many ads as you want for one low price.
Mom, do you think my washing your hair every Saturday night is creepy?
You got soap in my eye, you wishy wimp.
Sorry.
Helpwantedmadison.com. Long name, amazing results.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for our fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit shell.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk. This is Air America Radio's election night coverage from our New York City headquarters. And now, Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
Welcome back. This is Air America Radio and our overnight election special coverage. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. And this was just in from the Associated Press. They have declared Oregon for Kerry.
Aha. So we've got Florida and Arizona both declared for Bush in the last few minutes, and we've got Oregon declared for Kerry. People keep saying over and over again, it looks like Ohio may be this year's Florida. I hereby declare, if Ohio is this year's Florida, I will retire there. I will retire there in 45 years. When I'm ready to retire, I'll find some warm nook somewhere in some part of Ohio.
Oh, I hear it's beautiful this time of year. Now, we're hoping in just a few minutes to check in with New Mexico and the Secretary of State there, Rebecca Vigil-Heron. She can not only tell us about what's going on in New Mexico, she was a speaker, of course, at the Democratic National Convention and president of the National Association of Secretaries of State. We had very, very heavy turnout in New Mexico, and I'm trying to do two things at once because we have another news alert coming in from the Associated Press.
What's
saying
that?
That Bush wins Colorado.
Bush wins Colorado.
That wasn't a surprise. I think David Bender.
Sure. CBS calling that a little bit earlier as well,
mm-hmm,
but now
exactly.
AP reporting that as well. You know, as these states start to fall into line, and Ohio obviously remaining out there as the issue that everybody's focused on, and Lord knows when we're going to actually have results from Ohio, the other states around the country that are potential toss-ups become more and more important. Everything matters at this point. We will be speaking in a few moments with the Secretary of State from New Mexico. Right now, what we're looking at in New Mexico is us with 71% of precincts reporting. It's Bush leading 51-48 over Kerry. Nader, yes, polling in at 1% of the vote in New Mexico, but we've got about 199,000 votes for Bush, 187,000 for Kerry, and about 2,100 votes for Nader right now. Again, that's with 71% of precincts in New Mexico reporting.
I was just going to say, it's important to continue to go over these numbers. As we said, we will be checking in with the Secretary of State of New Mexico. But first, I don't know about you, I need a Sam and Janine fix.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Let's go over there. Here. Oh, I'm going to feel better. Yes, I feel better already.
Is that the sound of Oregon turning blue?
What's that?
Is that the sound of Oregon turning blue?
Well, people are excited about Oregon, and, you know, we're just waiting here for Ohio to be called for Kerry, but it could be a very long wait.
Now, Sam, come on. Hasn't your sister IM'd you or called on her cell phone yet? I'm waiting for these reports.
We're waiting for all those people who are apparently lined up still at the polls as late as 3 hours after them being reportedly closed. And they were still yet to vote. So I don't know. I think she's passed out at this point. But you know, as we're surfing the web, we've got about a dozen computers going here, just about every site there is. And one of the things we came up on, which, you know, of course, could be just attributable to someone putting in wrong data entry, but OliverWillis.com had a post at the 9 o'clock hour, which has been corrected, I should say. But at that time, David Cobb, who was the Green candidate, was running neck and neck with Bush and was out in the lead in one county. And it just seems like, you know, with Ohio, with the way that, you know, we're hearing all sorts of different reports that there could be legal issues coming out of there, and we know they had a bunch of electronic voting going on there, and we also know that William Odell, or Wally Odell, the president of
Sam, I have to interject here only because we now have the Secretary of State from New Mexico, Rebecca Vigil-Garron, excuse me. Looks like we just lost her. This is the fun part of live radio. Janine got it right away.
I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't Wally Odell who didn't want this information to come out. But we all know that he said in a letter, in a fundraising letter, as president of Diebold, that he would do anything that he could to deliver Ohio for George Bush.
That's right. That's right.
I think we all remember that quote.
Yes, and so now we're all wondering just exactly what he can do.
You know, one thing that I would like to hear from the two of you is that we're getting initial reporting on all the different bans on gay marriage, and of course, as we know, there were also some ballot initiatives, even banning civil unions. The two of you been keeping track of that at all while you're...
Frankly, I haven't been following that much, but
I haven't either.
For the most part, it obviously.
Well, hang on a minute. I count on the two of you for the instant outrage button. Who cares if you've been keeping track of it? Doesn't it bother you that they're passing?
Well, Catherine, Sam unfortunately believes that gays should not only not be allowed to marry, but they should not be allowed to own property either.
I figure it opens up a lot of apartments downtown that I've been eyeing. There's a lot of...
Real estate angle. That's a hard one.
There's a lot of lofts. I think if gays are going to not be allowed to have the same rights as the rest of us, let's go full boat, no property.
You're welcome to my phone booth downtown, Sam. All right, now, would you guys hold on with us for a moment? We actually are going to have joining us now the Secretary of State of the great state of New Mexico, who's joining us by phone. Secretary of State, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much. We're here waiting like everyone else is.
All right. And again, this is Rebecca Vigil-Garron, the Secretary of State of New Mexico. Now, we know you've had very, very heavy voter turnout today. How's the voting been today? Has it been smooth? Has the heavy turnout snarled things for you?
As a matter of fact, we actually received high numbers in our early voting precincts and absentee ballots. About almost 40% of our registered voters, approximately 1.1 million voters, have already voted or had already voted before today.
Wow.
And so even though that is the case, we had about 700,000 other people out there that wanted to wait until today. So we had very long lines at some locations and some polling places, and other places it went rather smooth. No intimidation out at the polling places. We had a lot of lawyers out there assisting voters, answering questions about provisional ballots that maybe some of the poll workers were not familiar with. And so they were able to prevent some issues from arising. And so New Mexico did very, very well.
One of the reasons, Secretary, that we wanted to talk to you is not only because of your position in New Mexico, but because you have your executive, you are leader among secretaries of state in the nation, and we are hearing so much about, especially what's going on in Ohio, provisional ballots. There aren't any standards there. We'd like to get your vantage point on what you see happening just in the national landscape.
Well, some of the states did not adopt, or there was some language in the Help America Vote Act that really left it open-ended for states to adopt whatever procedures in the tabulation and of the provisional ballots. And so Ohio, who had some laws on the books already that of course addressed the issue of either they had to go to the right precinct or the ballot would not count.
Secretary, I am so sorry. The vagaries of live radio are such that we're down to 10 seconds. What do we need to look for?
We need to really look for out there these next few days the tabulation of those provisional ballots and the high numbers of absentee ballots that have been also voted on as well. And
all
so
right.
Those are the paper ballots have to be dealt with.
All right. Secretary, I'm hoping we can check in with you, if not later this morning, soon in the future. You're listening to Air America Radio special election coverage.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
And it's funny, when you talk to a genuine conservative, they agree with me that Bush is not a Republican, nor is he a conservative. Bush has invented a new political party that doesn't represent people, that operates in secret, that feels free to lie to the Senate over large issues like war and peace.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5, on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic, 92.1. Not everything turning out quite as well as we had hoped so far this evening. Tammy Baldwin, however, did win, and just a few moments ago, Russ Feingold took the stage to announce that he was victorious in his campaign against Tim Michaels and had these words to say to his supporters on Madison's West Side.
Let me first congratulate my opponent, Tim Michaels, in a hard-fought race. I just received a very, very gracious a concession call from him, and I do appreciate that. First and foremost, the enormous grassroots organization that we put together, the steering committees, the students on all the campuses, you did a wonderful job. I think we showed here in Wisconsin tonight that we are the ones for change. That you can run a campaign and talk every day about guaranteeing health care for every American and you can win. We show that you can run a campaign when you tell the truth about unfair trade agreements. And that we're going to stop that job loss in Wisconsin and America. We're going to protect the working families of Wisconsin. We are the ones for change. And now, this election in 2004, of course, came in the wake of the horrendous attacks on 9/11. Our top priority as Americans is winning the battle against terrorism. That's why I supported the attack on Afghanistan and Al-Qaeda. That's why I also listened carefully and questioned and doubted and voted against the Iraq invasion, because it wasn't the same thing. But it is also why I chose to support our troops and provide them with what they needed, Jamie Olick and Marv Friedman. Thank you. Thanks to the No political party will ever again get to own the words support our troops. All of us support our troops. We're proud of them. We're grateful to them. We thank you. And yes, this election is about something bigger than ourselves. It's about our freedoms. Now, sometimes a person has to stand alone for our freedoms, but you're never alone for long. And that's because, just as at the founding of our nation, we still love our liberty. You stood up to them. You did not let people intimidate you. You did not let people scare you. You stood with me for freedom. We will defend our freedoms. In fact, we will show the whole world that we will defeat terrorism and keep our freedoms too.
That was Russ Feingold accepting another term as U.S. Senator. He defeats Tim Michaels tonight. Tammy Baldwin, one of the other victors for the Democratic Party tonight. We continue to watch what's happening in the rest of the national polls. Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lamfer are in the studios. The rest of the Air America staff on location tonight here on the mic, 92.1.
We hop to Boston. We want to do a promised roundup.
Sure, promised roundup. First of all, you should know ABC News, others projecting Kerry winning in Oregon. Bush projected to be winning in Montana. Quick look at ballot initiatives around the country. There were 11 states in which gay marriage bans of various stripes were on the ballot.
Ranging against gay marriage. Also, there was a few that wanted to ban civil unions.
Yes,
as well.
And several that would just take me out in the street and lash me. Just for good measure. But, yeah, they've all passed, unfortunately. All 11 states. The one that gay rights advocates were hoping might be a holdout on those 11 same-sex marriage bans was Oregon. And it looks, at least with 44% of precincts reporting, that it looked like it was going to pass. With 44% reporting, it was 52-48. Mm-hmm. We may be able to get some more up-to-date information on that now. The California Stem Cell Funding Ballot Initiative looks to be passing big. 60-40 last time I checked. Colorado, the electoral votes amendment that would leave Colorado with the question was to leave Colorado with the current system of allocating electoral college votes or move to a proportional system. They're going to stick with the old system, which is interesting. That race got a lot of attention around the country. The parental notification law in Florida related to abortion and minors that also seems to be passing handily.
I believe that we now have Al Franken with us. Al, of course, has been in Boston since last night. Al, welcome back to our special election coverage.
Well, thanks. I've just been hearing that in Ohio it's coming down to Cuyahoga County and Hamilton County. Hamilton County is near Cincinnati. About 40% of Hamilton's been counted. Since in that area usually is Bush. I mean, usually it's Republican, but it's been about split. Cuyahoga is usually Democrat, but it includes some suburbs. So we don't even know. It depends which precincts there are. It's uphill for us in Ohio now. So, and also it depends what the makeup of those provisional ballots are and how many of them there are.
We were talking to Air America Radio political director David Bender. John Nichols in Wisconsin was saying to us, if you look for the number 50,000, if we somehow make a margin of 50,000 in Ohio, then we don't have to worry about the provisional ballots, which we've been warned could make it, of course.
Yeah, if
Florida.
We win by 50,000, but we're not going to win by 50,000. We're behind in Ohio right now. Reality-based here at Air America, and I'm telling we are behind.
That's right.
In Ohio about 3 percentage points, or at least that's the last I heard.
What I've got right now in terms of raw numbers and percentage, with 82% of precincts reporting in Ohio, Bush leads 51-49. It's 2.3 million to 2.2 million in the votes. It's to be more specific, 2,308,000 votes for Bush, 2,180,000 for Kerry. So there is a very slim margin there, but a significant margin. We're hoping that as more information comes in, obviously it tilts toward the blues.
And also, Al, you'll be happy to know this won't be a surprise to either you or me, but AP is reporting that Kerry won Minnesota.
He took Minnesota, yeah. We kind of knew that early on. That, if Kerry loses Ohio, the best he can do is tie. And if he ties, it goes to the House of Representatives, and we know what that is. And also, it looks like Thune has won in South Dakota, is what I heard.
Ah.
Did you hear that?
We have not yet had confirmation on that. We'll check into it. We do just have word that Fox, of all networks, has just called New Hampshire for Kerry.
Well, I knew that was happening. It's just up to Cuyahoga now, and perhaps these provisional ballots. I mean, there were a lot of challenges in Ohio. Remember that this was reversed by, I think, Justice Stevens today.
Yes.
But the word didn't get down to the polling places, so a lot of people were challenged. and they cast provisional ballots. So maybe Cuyahoga plus provisionals will keep us in this, and we'll have another Florida. That might be the best we can do, is have an extended recount.
Right, exactly.
Either way, if Bush wins, it's an illegitimate victory, just by definition, because his people believe things that aren't true. That's the ground I'm standing on.
All right, it's getting
very
thinner.
Thin.
Yeah, I was going to say it's getting thin.
But anyway, that's where it stands. That's from what I hear from my sources, and my sources are impeccable.
Let me tell you what we've got in terms of Thune and Daschle right now, Al. Just so you know, with 78% of precincts reporting, Thune is over Daschle, 51-49. The margin is about 4,400 votes. Excuse me, 4,200 votes between them. But that's again 78% of precincts reporting in South Dakota.
A landslide lately in Senate races in South Dakota.
Sure.
Stephanie Herseth, you know how she's done?
We will look into it, and we will let you know. All right.
Okay.
Well thanks,
guys. I wish I had better news for you. I mean, the hope is alive in Ohio, but it's go Cuyahoga. That's all I can say.
All right. Very good. Al Franken joining us. Thank you. We'll be checking in with you later, Al. Al's at Kerry headquarters in Boston. I will say, Stephanie Herseth in South Dakota, with 78% of precincts reporting again, is leading 53% to 46% over Diedrich, her Republican opponent. So Stephanie Herseth doing well. Tom Daschle potentially in trouble, but again, that race, at least by most networks, not yet called. 78% of precincts reporting in the Thune Daschle race in South Dakota. We're going to be here until the fat lady sings, and we haven't even yet found the fat lady.
I resent that remark.
I'm telling you, we got to go out and scare up some fat ladies, because nobody's singing anytime soon. This is Air America Radio. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanford. Keep it tuned here.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Air America Radio's election night coverage. The Randy Rhodes Show. There's no one else like her.
The Guardian newspaper, also British. And they know what's going on in other people's backyards, whereas here, nobody knows what's going on in anybody else's backyard, and that's why we don't mind peeing on their trees. If my dog came and took a dump in your backyard, you'd be pretty pissed. What if I didn't know about it? Wouldn't bother me.
The Randy Rhodes Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
You don't have to live with back pain anymore thanks to revolutionary new technology available at the Lord X Spine Institute in Madison. If you've been suffering from chronic lower back pain and you've tried medication, your answer is here. A major breakthrough in technology has created the Lord X, now available at the Lord X Spine Institute. The Lord X system is proven to significantly reduce back pain in 86% of all patients and enables the majority of patients to return to more active lifestyles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dale Brockman, Clinic Director at the Lord X Spine Institute on Odana Road. I've seen patients who are amazed at the results the Lord X technology provides and are now able to golf again, play with their kids, and even work out. My staff and I are proud to be the only clinic in Madison to provide the Lord X services.
Eliminate that back pain by calling the Lord X Spine Institute, a division of Cairo Med West, at 826-9090. That's 826-9090.
Call now for an informational brochure on the Lord X system. 826-9090.
You better believe in Bachman.
Oh, look, Santa Spaz is here.
Santa Spaz?
Santa's brother. Notice the jolly red Speedo.
Yep.
Flip-flops and bathing cap.
Oh, it's really him.
Bringing your old mom and dad a gift of Yuletide relaxation.
With a new spa from Bachmann, you can enjoy the holidays anytime. And right now, take advantage of Bachmann's special pricing on year-end closeouts and demos. Save up to $1,800 on floor models. All 2004 models must be sold. Special financing with 6 months, no payments, and no interest. Talk to the Bachmann team about putting a new spa under your tree.
Dad, is Santa Spa's real?
How do you think we got this hot tub?
Bachmann in Madison, just north of the Beltline on Stoughton Road, and in Janesville, just off the interstate on Milton Avenue. Believe in Bachmann. Relaxing one backyard at a time.
You better believe in Bachmann. Believe in Bachmann.
Tired of carrying around some extra weight? It's time to visit the Nutrition Clinic and start a new healthy lifestyle. Let Dr. Gupta at the Nutrition Clinic make your weight loss goals a success. You can do it, because Dr. Gupta will find a weight loss medication that works best for you. He uses only FDA-approved medications, and if one doesn't work, he won't give up, but try another until one does. Dr. Gupta is board-certified in internal medicine and a leading weight loss specialist in the State Line area. He's also an appointed researcher in new weight loss medications. Dr. Gupta can help make your weight loss goal experience a success. But most importantly, he and his staff at the Nutrition Clinic truly care about their patients. It's time to start that healthy lifestyle. Call Dr. Gupta in Beloit and schedule an appointment at 608-363-THIN. That's 608-363-8446. Shed those extra pounds for the new year. Call Dr. Gupta in Beloit and schedule an appointment at 608-363-THIN. That's 608-363-8446.
It's time to kick off another season of Wisconsin basketball as the Wisconsin women's team plays host to Wisconsin AAU on Sunday, November 7th at noon. Fans will receive a schedule magnet courtesy of TDS while supplies last. Stick around after the women's game and get a look at the men's basketball team as they tip off the red-white scrimmage at 3 p.m. After the men's scrimmage, be sure to grab your player autographs from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at this year's Men's Basketball Family Fun Day. For more information, visit uwbadgers.com, the official website of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger football starts with the Badger football game program. Has it been a while since you bought a game program? Well, if so, you may not know that inside you'll find information, updates, and features not found anywhere else. Plus current player and coach profiles, awards, history, statistics, access to information on our opponents, updates on other Badger athletic teams, and a removable depth chart, and much more.
This is Badger offensive lineman Dan Benning. Don't forget to pick up your game program this Saturday as it features one of my co-captains, free safety Jimmy Leonard on the cover. Also included with each program is a free poster of defensive lineman Antosh Hawthorne.
Game programs are sold at over 30 locations surrounding Camp Randall Stadium and in every concession stand. At only $5 a program, they're a collector's item worth investing in. Visit uwbadgers.com for information on ordering game programs online.
See you at Camp Randall on Saturday for our final home game of the season as we battle Minnesota for Paul Bunyan's axe. Don't forget to pick up your official game program with Jim Leonard on the cover and your free poster of Antosh Hawthorne. Get it all for $5. Thanks for your support, and I'm Wisconsin.
If you missed Al or
And now, more of Air America Radio's election night coverage from our New York City headquarters. Rachel Maddow and Catherine Lanfer.
And we're back. I'm Rachel Maddow.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. And this just in from the Associated Press, Kerry wins Washington. We also have Fox News, but only Fox News, declaring Ohio for Bush. And a little later, we're hoping to be talking to the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, about what he makes of that. Meanwhile,
back in Manhattan, we've got Sam Cedar on the line, who is here in New York at the Majority Report election night party. Sam, how's it going over there?
It's going pretty good. I mean, we've got some diehards here. There's still people here. We're all still excited. I got to say, it's quite a coincidence that Fox News is calling Ohio. It seems more and more like Florida 2000.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's right.
I know that Al had touched on the scenario where it could possibly become a 269-269 tie in the Electoral College. And if you remember, in early September, the Daily Mail political editor reported in Charleston, South Charleston, West Virginia, that the mayor, Richie Robb, who is one of the electors from West Virginia, vowed that if West Virginia went for Bush, though he would not vote for Kerry, he would refuse to vote for Bush.
That's exactly right.
So in a 269-269 tie, it could very well come down to Richie Robb, who's a veteran and frankly just apparently does not like what George Bush has done with the war in Iraq.
And did not like the attack ads on John Kerry attacking his war record, and also didn't like the fact that the city that he's the mayor of, which has 13,000 people of it, in it, has lost 1,000 jobs. When you've got 13,000 people in the town, and it loses 1,000 jobs in one president's single term, it kind of makes you think about whether or not you're going to want to support that president with your electoral vote. So that Richie Robb factor could be huge.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I'm still not as clear as Fox that Ohio has gone to Bush. We don't know what's going on with the provisional ballots. We don't know what's... I mean, you got to assume that if you've got 3,600 challengers who are going in there to try and stop people from voting, who knows how many ballots are out there? I mean,
right.
They had a concerted effort to suppress the vote, and we just don't know. And for Fox to call it, frankly, I think is indicative of what we have come to expect of Fox. They are the mouthpiece of the Republican Party. They did this in Florida in 2000, and they're doing it again. I mean, we don't know who's in there that's calling it. We know last time it was George Bush's cousin. And frankly, if they try this again, I don't think this country's going to stand for it.
Well, we've got word from Kenneth Blackwell, who just gave an interview to ABC News, saying that those provisional ballots in Ohio, of course, will not be counted until 11 days after the election, and if the margin of difference between the candidates is larger than the total number of provisional ballots, they won't bother counting them at all. So that's what we're facing in Ohio.
And we also have to remember, when we talk about this Kenneth Blackwell,
yes,
that he is not only a Republican, he's a Republican who tried to get rid of ballots because they were on the wrong paperweight, the wrong stock of paper. Meanwhile, his own election committee is setting out absentee registrations on the same weight of paper.
I'm breaking in because we are joined now by Michael Coleman, the mayor of Columbus, Ohio. Your Honor, welcome to Air America Radio.
How are you?
All right. This is Catherine Lanford, and I'm joined here by Rachel Maddow, my co-anchor for this election coverage. We are hearing that Fox has decided that we know what's going on in Ohio, and they've declared it for President Bush. I would like to get your reaction.
Well, Fox declared that back last January. So it's not a network we can trust. I can tell you that I was... on the ground today, and I saw the largest crowds I've ever seen voting.
All right.
Cuyahoga County by 195,000 votes. Right now, Cuyahoga County is coming up 195,000 votes in favor of Kerry.
Wow, 195,000.
A difference.
Yes.
Between Kerry and Bush. This race is not over in Ohio. I have great optimism that Ohio is going to go in the Kerry column. Fox made their decision last January, so I'm not, you know, it doesn't make
okay,
a difference.
Okay, I want to get to some more numbers here. However, we were just talking to Al Franken, and he had been talking to different people who have been keeping an eye on all of Ohio, and he was saying, look, it looks pretty clear like we're going to go to provisional ballots. It sounds like I'm hearing you say no.
Well, I mean, it might go to provisional balloting.
Okay.
Ken Blackwell made sure that happened.
And I want to get back to that question of Ken Blackwell in just a minute. If it goes to provisional balloting, however, we have a problem. We've been talking to Mike Papantonio here at Air America Radio, and he's saying, look, there are no standards. This could drag on forever.
Well, I hope not. We fought this battle with Ken Blackwell in the courts. We won the lower court level, and it was overturned at the higher court level.
Okay.
And we have been fighting this day in and day out, and every time we make some advance, Ken Blackwell finds another reason to suppress votes in the state of Ohio.
And for people who aren't familiar yet with who Ken Blackwell is, describe the kind of opponent you've got here.
Well, Ken Blackwell is a Republican, probably the most partisan Secretary of State I've ever encountered anywhere in the country. He's the kind of guy that likes attention, and he's getting it. So I got to tell you that this race is not over in Ohio. There's great optimism. Franklin County, we have 37,000 votes up for Kerry. Hamilton County hasn't come in yet. And Cuyahoga County is not totally in yet, and it's up almost 200,000 votes. in Cuyahoga.
All right. Well,
the night's not over. So hold on.
All right.
Michael Coleman, thank you, and good luck, and let us know what we can do to get whatever word out that needs to be kept out there tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Michael Coleman, the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, right in the belly of the beast right now. Obviously, Ohio not being called by anyone other than Fox News.
Rachel and Catherine, I got to tell you that the mood here is so angry at Fox for trying this again. I mean, the notion that they could try and affect the outcome of this election, we all know the implications of when Fox called it Florida for Bush last time. It was actually became a presumption that the Supreme Court used as a reason not to recount the votes in Florida. The American people will not stand for this time. If they think that the Democrats and the rest of this country is going to lay down in the same way they did in Florida, they get another thing coming. I mean, Ohio is going to be a battleground, and not just a battleground state. And I think people are gearing up for this. ACT was able to put 40,000 people in there to bring out the vote. And if they think that, if Ken Blackwell wants to be famous, he just got his wish.
Yes,
all
exactly.
Right. Sam Cedar, we're going to turn now to David Bender just to sort of round out this hour. I want to make sure that as we go to the 1 o'clock hour that we're leaving people with as clear a statistical picture as possible. David Bender, of course, the political director here at Air America Radio. Now, David, I feel that I'm not quite clear now about what's going on with Ohio. We talked to John Nichols. He said, well, if we win by 50,000, we don't have to worry about provisional ballots. Then we have Fox saying, hey, it's declared. It's for Ohio. I talked to Al. He seemed pretty depressed. Make this clear for me.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio, just told us live on the air that Cuyahoga County is coming in with 195,000 vote margin in favor of Kerry. But we need some context. We need some picture here, David.
All right. With 90% of the vote reporting, it is a 66-34% margin for John Kerry. Now, I'm just going to try and do these numbers roll.
In where?
In Cuyahoga County.
Cuyahoga County.
And I'm looking at 190,000 vote margin right now. Now,
what does that mean?
Well, what that means is that 4 years ago, that margin was, 160,000 votes. So we're getting an increase, and we're getting this in all of these counties. Again, these urban counties that are still reporting, Hamilton County, Summit County, these are numbers that are trending favorably to John Kerry.
Okay, when we say trending favorably, here's what I want to know.
Sure.
Do we still have a shot at winning? Do we still have a shot at not going to provisional ballots? Two questions.
I think we have a shot at not going to provisional ballots, but if what I understood Secretary of State Blackwell to have just said in a live press conference to the world is that there appear to be about 125,000 provisional ballots. The question we asked John Nichols before was, what was that number? It appears to be about 25% more than it was, which is about 125,000. If that's the case, obviously, those votes are going to matter.
So 125,000 provisional ballots. That means that the margin between the two candidates has to be larger than 125,000 in order for this not to go to provisional ballots. And, David, am I right that that means 11 days?
It could mean that much, yes. I think until the 15th.
Until the 15th.
And are there any other states that we need to be looking at?
Well, we're still looking at the upper Midwest states, and they are still trending, but not yet called. Michigan, Wisconsin. Minnesota's been called.
Right.
Minnesota's been called. Washington has been called. Oregon has been called.
And we should...
Iowa has not yet been called. And so these are states that John Kerry still has to win. Nevada, I gather, and New Mexico are still in play.
It seems to be the case, according to
the different maps that we're looking at, and I should... of course, tell you that we are trying to monitor all the media that we can, and some of it seems to be sluggish tonight. one station, notwithstanding. in the 40 or 50 seconds that we have left, I want to remind you, our coverage is going on. We don't want you to go away. Laura Flanders is going to come in here. Rachel Maddow, I'm Catherine Lamford. We're going to stay. Political Director David Bender is going to stay. Again, quickly, let's just run down this in the 30 seconds that we have. We still need to hear from Iowa.
We still need to hear from Iowa,
New Hampshire, New Mexico,
Wisconsin.
Michigan.
Okay. Michigan is going pretty well. I think it'll be called soon.
If I only can keep one number in my head right now, in Ohio, what am I looking for?
You are looking for anything that's going to be outside that 125,000 provisional ballots, and if we don't get that, we'll be here for the next 10 days.
Go ahead.
And we will be here. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more special election coverage here on Air America Radio.
We now return to Fireside Story, brought to you by Fireside Hearth and Home.
As the sun sank in the autumn sky, the children felt a cold wind nipping at their cheeks. It was Old Man Winter tightening his icy grip. The frightened children ran home, threw open the door, and jumped into their mother's arms. "Don't worry, children," Mother said. "Help is on the way." No sooner did she speak than a van arrived, emblazoned with a colorful flame. It was the brave men from Fireside Hearth and Home, ready to battle Old Man Winter. With tools in hand, they charged ahead. Soon, a beautiful fireplace bathed the room in a warm, cozy glow. Now, Old Man Winter wasn't so scary after all.
If you're looking for a happy ending to a cold winter's day, come into Fireside Hearth and Home. Gas fireplaces and inserts, wood stoves and gas logs. We can keep your family warm and cozy all winter. Fireside Hearth and Home, 6709 Watts Road, Madison.
Get behind the mic. Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. The Mic 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station.
CNN Radio News, I'm Matt Cherry. President Bush holds the advantage over Senator John Kerry at this hour based on CNN projections. Mr. Bush has garnered 249 electoral votes to Senator Kerry's 195. Although Kerry's the projected winner in the major battleground state of Pennsylvania, the president is projected the victor in highly coveted Florida. We turn now to CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten, who's live at the Reagan Building in Washington. Gary?
Well, Matt, this place now has the feel of a real victory party. CNN has just projected Alaska goes to Bush. The president is leading in the actual vote count in Ohio. Florida, as you know, already went Republican, so if Ohio goes with Bush as well, it would inch him just to within one electoral point toward re-election. The music's been playing, the Republicans are hopping, and hoping that the president will soon make the three-block trip here to deliver a victory speech. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, at the Reagan Building in Washington.
Next, we head north to Boston, where Bob Serkin is monitoring the scene at Kerry headquarters. Bob?
With thousands of his supporters jammed into Copley Square in downtown Boston awaiting his appearance and remarks, Senator John Kerry remains in a hotel room awaiting more vote totals, especially from Cleveland, Ohio. Advisor Joe Lockhart.
Waiting now for the heavy